bet you're going to say they're fecal matter on our wrists as well, aren't you?
Probably.
Oh, God! On that note, I hope you're enjoying your lunch, folks. Dr. Peter Moore, he's an author of over 15 medical books on germs and pandemics. I just, my general summary of that interview is, ew, just ew. I'm done for another day. But John Holmes is here, just walked into the studio. Have you washed your hands, John?
I've got fecal matter on my wrists.
Very alarmed by this.
The problem is just the kind of parties I go to.
It is, Ali. What's coming up on your show?
Well, you know, we're going to be talking about Trump's big day, as he's called it, of course.
Every day's a big day for Donald Trump.
It is, but today's a special big day because Humpty Trumpty has started building his wall, of course, which is very exciting. We're going to be finding out about that a little bit, and then we'll give away some meat later in a game of Dead or Alive.
For God's sake, anyone touching the meat, what do they have to do?
They have to wash their hands.
Wash their hands, people.
You don't want fecal matter on your meat.
Oh, no, Sally, I'm going to go wash my hands.
That's a very different kind of
I think every talk radio, if you listen to it right now, going, I'm just going to go wash my hands. On that note, we'll try and have a classy show tomorrow. Of course, Theresa May heads off to Washington, to meet Donald Trump on Friday, congressional leaders on Thursday. Lots more to talk about besides. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow. John Holmes with you from 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Well, I wasn't really sure I'd belong in the army. Just thought they expected guys to be super strong. And before I joined, every press-up felt like 10. So on the second day, one of the lads offered to do some jobs for me for a few evenings, so I can get some extra sessions in the gym. Yeah, so 10 years on, I'm our regiment's boxing champion, and that was all thanks to Jonesy. He didn't do much, but it meant a lot.
This is belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
It's not like us to show off here at Dacia. We prefer to be, you know, understated. But we thought you'd like to know that the new Dacia Sandero has won the 2017 What Car Best Small Car for under £12,000. That's 5 years in a row. Yes, sirry, Bob, the big one. 5 times in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One after t'other. Line them up, shoot them down. Ah, that felt good. The Dacia Sandero range from 5,995. Dacia, you do the maths. Available at participating dealers only.
Now at TradePoint, Tarmac Pulse Mix Concrete, just £2.90 per 20 kilogram bag. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, Wednesday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes of Talk Radio. Victoria has got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up here, I'm not afraid to speak frankly with Trump, sexist dress codes, and 29 complain about EastEnders.
Talk Radio.
The government's plans for leaving the EU will be outlined in a white paper. Theresa May's told MPs there'll be every opportunity for them to scrutinise her Brexit proposals. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has hit out at the government, which lost its appeal at the Supreme Court yesterday.
The Prime Minister has wasted 80 days between the time of the original judgment and the appeal, and has now finally admitted today, after pressure from all sides, that there's going to be a white paper.
During Prime Minister's questions, Theresa May said she's looking forward to building her relationship with the new US President Donald Trump when they meet on Friday. She told the Labour leader that's something he wouldn't be capable of doing.
I am not afraid to speak frankly to a President of the United States. I am able to do that because we have that special relationship, a special relationship that he would never have with the United States.
There have been two deadly house fires in different parts of the country. One in Reigate yesterday killed 3 people, including a child, while 2 women died in East London this morning. MPs say equality law needs to be reviewed after a report found many women still face discrimination due to old-fashioned dress codes. It found many have been told by their employers to wear heels or dye their hair blonde. And dozens of people have complained that last night's EastEnders episode mirrored recent terror attacks. The broadcasting watchdog is considering whether to investigate the scene, which saw a bus crash after the driver had a heart attack.
Was there a recent terror attack where a bus driver had a heart attack?
It's more the large vehicle crashing into crowds. So, for instance, Nice and also Berlin.
I understand.
Yeah.
But that's reality, and EastEnders is just a soap opera.
I know.
So...
But 29 people thought... that it needed to be complained about.
Idiots.
So they did.
Idiots. Have you been told what to wear around here out of interest, given your sexist news there? Not your sexist news, the news of sexism is what I meant, not you being sexist, although I did see asking Ben Fletcher to wear certain tight shorts, but that's
not true. And no, I've not been told about what I should wear to work. But I did overhear you...
Me?
Critiquing Cass's makeup.
That's right. Well,
and saying that she looked like, and I don't really want to say the word on air, but it was quite offensive.
It was.
And I was like, John,
yeah,
that is sexist and offensive and topical today.
Yeah, that's why I said it was topical. And it's Cass, it doesn't really matter.
Well, I think it does.
Yeah.
And also, you were wrong in what you were pointing out. Anyway, she does wear makeup a lot of the time. Mm. So
not like a clown, though. Don't come to work dressed as a clown.
She doesn't look like a clown.
Don't look like a clown. Just because you look like a midget.
You smell of her egg.
This isn't a circus. You're not a ringmaster.
She does smell like an egg.
It's 3 minutes past one. It is Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Talk Radio National Weather. I'll let you with the weather. Thought it was a sport.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
You forgot. I forgot.
Staying dull and cold in London and the southeast, brighter elsewhere, milder and breezy in the northwest, so highs between 5 and 10 degrees.
Yeah. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Liverpool defender Felipe Coutinho has agreed a new long-term deal in Anfield. It's reported to be a 5-year contract with no release clause. Former Reds defender Dominic Mateo told TalkSport the Brazilian is key to Liverpool's success.
He's such a big part of the football club. I think as well the fans, when he's playing, they always feel like he's going to create something and make something happen. That's why he's so important. You know, I think players like Lallana, Firmino, they work off a lot of his movement and a lot of his passes.
Liverpool versus Southampton, the second leg of the EFL Cup semi-final, is live over on TalkSport this evening. The Saints lead 1-0 from the first leg. Elsewhere this evening, Leeds can go back up to third in the Sky Bet Championship if they beat Nottingham Forest at Elland Road. And Celtic will be hoping to equal a club record set by the 1967 European Cup winning side later. Avoiding defeat in their Scottish Premiership fixture with St Johnstone would see Brendan Rodgers' men go 26 domestic games unbeaten.
Great.
Finally, Burnley have had an offer accepted by Hull for Scottish international Robert Snodgrass. The Tigers have confirmed it's for £10 million. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Powered by TalkSport. There's Ben there. And there was Victoria as well there as well. So, you know, there's a programme and we are contractually obliged to bring it to you. Let's do that.
Talk Radio.
Oh, look! Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell.
Oh. 5-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner. Full.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the delicious barbecue chicken BLC. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hi, John. I am a particular fan of hot Edwina curry. That's coming from Dr. Dion Curry. They're foreign from any European country.
Yeah, as soon as they make one mistake, deport them.
If any more break, of course, we'll keep you up to date.
Eurasia can stay, though.
Bring a dish.
Dance.
Are you a bit of a club goer? Genuine evidence, photographically, of the Andy Parsons. You know, Andy Parsons. That's the point. That's the point of the exercise.
Oh, really?
New gorillas. Hallelujah money. All right, before we talk about it, let's listen to it. Ask podcast is through the glass.
I will for later.
You'll do what?
I will check it for later.
Oh, Aiden Turn Cornelius is a 7.
7.5.
7.5. Rule 43, more like. Get all that on Hawksbin, Jacob.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a
bomb. Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant
fair fire on his saucy face. Great chieftain of the pudding race. A boon them or ye attack your place, pinch tripotham. We are ye worthy o' a grace as lang's my arm. His knife, see rustic labourer dight and cut ye up with ready slight, trenching your gushing entrails bright like on a ditch. And then, oh, what a glorious sight, warm, reeking, rich. Not my words, of course, but the words of Robert Burns, the poet Robert Burns there with Address to a Haggis there. This is the 24th of January, of course. It's Burns night. Ah, reeking rich, tripe, chieftain o' the pudding race. It's like Robbie Burns foresaw the Trump presidency, isn't it? Welcome then. It is Burns night, of course, when we celebrate the life and work of the Scottish poet Robbie Burns, who wrote his Haggis poem in 1786. That, of course, after he famously hid in a cave while being chased by rival poets. And was able to avoid detection after a haggis spun a web of meat over the entrance. That's the story behind Robert Burns, isn't it? Yes, Burns night then, and at the moment, it's for Robbie Burns, Burns night. Of course, in the future, however, given Donald's Day of National Security, his big day, executive orders today, in which he has signed an executive order saying that he wants to and will set light to all Muslims he doesn't like. So that's going to be Burns night from now on. The good news is, though, that the flaming pyres across America and the stakes that any filthy immigrants will be tied to as of today will all be American-made, providing thousands of American jobs. If you think about all those rusting, witch-burning factories in Salem, Massachusetts that closed back in the 17th century, well, they're going to be reopened. No longer the carnage of the closed witch factories. He's reopening them by executive order, and that is a good thing for America. Also today, of course, Humpty Trumpty has announced that he'll begin the building of his Great Wall. There have been great walls before. Of course, the one of China, Hadrian's, Phil Spector's One of Sound. And that's a precedent, isn't it? Because Phil Spector was also a nutter with stupid hair. So. And, of course, we've also been hearing that Trump's announced another wall. That's his latest tweet this lunchtime. It's going to be built around a city and all the criminals dumped inside and left to fend for themselves as the city becomes a maximum security prison. It's basically the plot of Escape from New York. But it isn't that far-fetched, is it, when you think that Donald Trump being in charge of something is essentially the US presidency equivalent of the plotline of Paul Blart Mall Cop. Anyway, hello. I am John Holmes. It's your 1 till 4 in the afternoon talk radio thing. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are all wearing high heels today. Every single one of us actually in the building, high heels. Now, this is because the management here are very, very, very sexist indeed. And not only do they make all of the women wear high heels, but also the men. It's offensive, partly because we should be allowed to wear what we like, any of us. But also because having to watch Moose from TalkSport tottering around in a pair of Jimmy Choos and a short skirt is just wrong. And Alan Brazil is simply too drunk for it. Big row about high heels in the workplace in the news, of course. Now, I honestly don't know why all those women on the women's marches at the weekend didn't wear high heels, actually. I don't know why they didn't wear high heels. I think it's, it would have made them all prettier, wouldn't it? And given the whole day a bit more of a sense of occasion. Yeah. It's business-like, isn't it? So then, shall we ceremoniously open up today's show, Haggis, and see what comes out? Well, let's Headline Hijack's on the way, of course. Headline Hijack, it's where Victoria, proud owner of this mouth, will say the news, but she will also say a made-up news lie. It will be a bit of fake news, as made fashionable by us long before it became fashionable by the mainstream media. A Headline Hijack, your made-up news story masquerading as truth in the 2pm bulletin. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
The lines are open for the... You all right there?
Yeah, okay. It's got a tickly throat.
All right. What's a throat?
It's that bit. Oh.
Today's Lonely Lunch Club as well. Of course, we open the doors. Certainly no wall building round the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Yeah, if you're lunching alone, do get in touch with us and be on the receiving end of a souvenir gift prize, as well as some idle chit-chat, just to help you through your lonely lunchtime. It's the Lonely Lunch Club. Lonely Lunch at email. What is it? LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk. That's fine. Work experience punditry on the way as well this afternoon. That sees newbie work experience Matilda Waltz in here with work experience armfuls of hipster nonsense to review. And I can tell you now, if somewhere in the east end of your city there is a pop-up cafe that lets you eat grain off a wolf, then this is where you'll hear about it. Work experience punditry, hipster nonsense. There's the news in haikus this afternoon. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. The diversity paper review, where our papers are reviewed each day by a different diversity. Today we welcome back Rudd, who is an bisexual one. And there's your chance to win some meat in a game of dead or alive. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because they're not racist.
That's right. 87222 for that.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's a game of dead or alive. Come on the radio, tell us what's dead, tell us what's alive. Win the meat or the veg. And we bring you guest action. Today we will be joined by the star of Netflix's new movie. It's called I, Boy. He's called Bill Milner. He was in that Son of Rambo some years ago when he was about 4 or something. He's about 9 now. Anyway, he's going to be in talking about that. Ginger Dave, he's called Bill Milner. Ginger Dave, not producing. And that's why women shouldn't have to wear high heels to work. Means they can run faster. And Dave's around. Asprodcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
That's right. Oh, you look very pretty today, Cass, in your dress and your high heels there. Don't you? Very pretty.
Go to hell.
Okay. She's actually wearing a fun-loving criminal's hoodie and boots made of hate. Chloe's on the buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thanks.
Chloe got engaged, everybody.
Oh, really?
Oh, Victoria.
Hi.
Sit down, you're rocking the news. Paid intern Cornelius is dressed sexy for work.
Mm, yeah.
I don't like him doing that
look,
in the office.
Look at this. Mm.
That's not sexy.
Yeah. That's horrible, isn't it?
Mm, yeah.
Is that your mum's bra? It's 1:15 then, and we need to get into today's big story. With some music. Stand by, here it comes. Of the Kings of Leon, which is in France. That's called Use Somebody. I'm playing it. It's music. You may have spotted that. But why would I be playing it on what is, you know, let's be honest with each other, a talk radio station in the afternoon? Well, I'll tell you why. It's to link to today's big story, of course. That's how we do it, with a bit of music. But the question remains, what is today's big story that ties into that song? Play along at home, by all means. Cornelius.
Hiya.
Hiya. You wish to know, don't you? Why?
Yeah, I really want to know.
Yeah.
Why are you playing You Somebody by the Kings of Leon, who are actually American?
Stop doing that.
On talk radio.
Well, why don't you try and have a get? You've got a link to today's big story.
Big story.
Big story.
I thought that might be the case.
Yeah, links to
Is someone being used? It's the story about the women, sexist dress codes.
Nope.
Women are being used. No?
Nope. Kings of Leon.
King. Ah, the king. Is it something to do with royalty? No. So the queen has been in there. No? Brexit, because it's France. Leon is in France, and so it's Brexit. Brexit is also in France.
Yep.
So PMQs has just happened. I don't know.
Okay, let me tell you. So it's Kings of Leon.
Yeah.
Right? And that's You Somebody. But Kings of Leon have a new album out called Walls.
Yeah, okay. Right.
So it's about Donald Trump's wall, isn't it? It's obvious. I've been
roaming around. I mean, on that album, they have a track called Walls.
What's your point?
It's the lead single. We could have played that. So many. Brick by Brick by the Arctic Monkeys.
I didn't think of that. So anyway, the story is, well, hang on a minute, because when Humpty Dumpty fell off a wall, all the king's men came, didn't they? So kings. So we need a guest to talk to about Donald Trump's wall building, which today he has put in place. The first metaphorical brick, certainly if not the first literal brick, has certainly been laid as he signed an executive order to build the wall, the famous wall that he promised during the election campaign. We need a guest to talk to about that. Let's talk to Ask Broadcast right now. She's through the glass. Once again, could you please book us a guest? I need an expert on walls, please.
Like a builder.
Just a wall expert, a wall spurt.
Oh, stop saying that's horrible.
All right. We'll talk to someone about Donald Trump, his executive order, day three of his presidency, what he's doing about immigration and the wall of Mexico. Next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
It's not like us to show off here at Dacia. We prefer to be, you know, understated. But we thought you'd like to know that the new Dacia Sandero has won the 2017 What Car Best Small Car for under £12,000. That's 5 years in a row. Yes, sirree, Bob, the big one. 5 times in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One after t'other. Line them up, shoot them down. Ah, that felt good. The Dacia Sandero range from 5995. Dacia, you do the maths. Available at participating dealers only.
Get ready for 7 days of fabulous in the sun. That's 7 days of fashion, 7 days of fitness tips, 7 days of celebrity interviews and real life stories. Pick up the sun for your fix of fabulous every Monday to Saturday and your glossy fabulous mag on Sunday. Don't miss it. Every day in the sun.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Just east of Penzance in Cornwall, both sides of the A30 are currently blocked by a bus which is overturned near to the Newtown roundabout where it joins the A394. Oxfordshire's northbound in 40 is heavy after earlier problems between 11 for Banbury and 12 for Gaydon. All lanes on the main carriageway have reopened. Greater Manchester's eastbound M62 is busy because of an accident between 21 at Milne Road and 22 at Rishworth Moor. But better news to finish, Carmarthenshire's A40 in Llandovery has opened after earlier problems near the A483. I'm Joanna Adams.
It's louder than rock versus metal, more dramatic than parents versus teenagers, and more historic than Athens versus Sparta. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries, the showdown to end all showdowns. It's epic savings on car insurance versus epic savings on energy bills. Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save most. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. What? Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So if you'd like to sluice a reaction in this direction, then you very much can, of course. You know the number by now, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And then react something at us. Here's some that have been coming in.
Lots coming in. John, remember that weird rumour that Lady Gaga had a penis? That's coming from Nostalgia. And we've also had the same message sluiced in from two people. Steve and Alan has said this. Peri peri chicken tastes disgusting, and I think Cristiano Ronaldo is the worst. Thanks very much for that, Steve and Alan.
Thanks very much indeed. It's 24 minutes past one, and it's time to talk about today's big story. Right then. Humpty Trumpty sat on his wall. Humpty Trumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men didn't bother putting him back together again. They just urinated on the pieces. But that was because President Humpty Trumpty had signed an executive order for them to do that, because there aren't any Russian prostitutes in that nursery rhyme. But yes, on day three of busy executive order signing, the Donald has announced a big day, a bigly day of new rules on US immigration and border security, with a new system of what he calls, and this is quoting from his tweet, extreme vetting. Well, up to now, of course, extreme vetting has just been the title of a reality show on Channel 5. My favourite episode, by the way, was where they had to rescue that hamster from Richard Gere. But now, it seems extreme vetting is the buzzword to restrict access to the United States to anyone arriving from predominantly Muslim countries. And also Mexicans. The Great Wall, Donald has tweeted, will keep the foreigners out. Winter is coming, he tweeted, and the brown walkers must be stopped. On the line then to discuss Donald Trump's wall is a wall expert, a veteran really of wall-based issues. He joins us on the line now. Hello, Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, hello, John.
Yeah, nice to talk.
How you doing, mate? Humpty, how's it going?
Fine, thank you. Do you want me to... Is it Humpty, Mr. Dumpty? How would you prefer that I talk to you?
Well, my mates call me Dump, but you can call me Humpty if you want.
All right then, Humpty. Well, look, thanks for taking the time out, because I know you're busy sort of lying at the bottom of a wall in pieces most of the time.
That's a bit of a rumour. People think I'm some kind of soft cute, falls off walls, you know, but, you know... That's never going to happen again. Never. I'm unfallable now.
Have you learned?
I'm not going to fall off another wall.
Have you learned your lesson? I suppose is the first question, really.
Yeah, everybody asks me that every time. You know, have you learned your lesson?
Yeah.
They're trying to put me back together again and all that.
Yeah.
It's like the king did that, right? Remember, he did it with all his men.
That's right.
And then what I couldn't understand is he tried to do it with his horses as well, and horses, they're bloody useless. I mean, what are they going to put together? They can't even make a stool.
No, well, I was going to ask you about that, because it's interesting that the horses did help, because horses, of course, don't have opposable thumbs, do they? They're basically ungulates.
Absolutely useless. They just trod on me.
Yeah.
The men tried their best.
Yeah.
But they got experts these days to do it.
When you say experts, can I just say, yeah. And this is quite a controversial issue, I know, but and I've looked, you know, I've looked at your Wikipedia entry, and I've looked, you know, I've read several interviews with you. Are you an egg?
I am egg, John. I am egg. People say I'm not, but I'm an anthropomorphic egg. An anthropomorphic egg, if you will, John.
Yeah,
that's what I am,
and I will. I'm glad we've cleared that up, actually. Could you tell me then, from the point of view of an anthropomorphic egg, what you make of Donald Trump's wall? Because arguably your wall is one of the most famous. Donald Trump threatens to eclipse your glory with his. What do you make of this Donald Trump wall?
When I heard about it, I was in bits, John.
Yeah.
I mean, literally.
Yeah, on the...
But I'm really looking forward. It's going to be the biggest... I mean... As an egg, right, there's not a lot you can do. As an anthropomorphic egg, there's not a lot you can do. You can sit on a wall or you can sit on the ground, right? Now, walls, more interesting, they're better. People do say you fall off them, but I don't listen to them. I like sitting on London Wall, it's all right. It's mostly been made into sandwich bars these days.
Yeah.
Now, this wall in Mexico, I can't wait to sit on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, just sitting on that. Going to be brilliant.
As a wall ambassador, then, are you? I mean, have you had an invitation from Mr. Trump to make open the wall?
I'm
he's going to.
Surprised not. No, I haven't heard from him. My brother, Numpty Dumpty.
Yeah,
he's like a safecracker from Bethnal Green. He says that Donald Trump writes to him all the time, but people say he's a bit soft. You know, they probably doesn't have him. I thought he would write to me because I thought when I first saw this Trump geese, I thought, oh look, there's another egg. It's like he's got this big orange yolk in the middle of like a load of like white jelly.
Yeah.
And I thought he's like, at least he's a poached egg or something. But it turns out that's all like alternative facts or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Heard from him. It's a disappointment. I thought he'd be on the blower, John, but nah, nothing so far.
Interesting. I mean, let me just ask you very quickly because, you know, I don't want to take up any more of your valuable time of lying on the floor in bits being put together by the king and the horses.
My experts these days, the horses now, I don't let horses near me now. No way.
Experts. Could I ask you...
Yeah, experts, yeah. You know the lingo, John. You've been around the egg community.
I do my research before all my interviews. Could I ask you just very quickly about being hospitalised? Because when you were put back together, now I know that you had health insurance, and I know it was covered, which is why the king and the king's men and the king's horses were able to do it so quickly.
Yeah, well, I do have health insurance. Mostly, I carry my insurance around in my pocket. You know,
yeah,
like an hammer. And a bag of nails and stuff like that, and a tyre iron.
Yeah.
I have a bit of health insurance.
Well, it's good. I just worry about you because if you go to America and sit on Donald Trump's wall, Humpty Dumpty, and then you do happen to fall off at any point.
Don't tell me I'm going to fall off it. It's called egg pelt infallibility.
Yeah.
I can't fall off anything.
Well, if you.
I've read it in a book. It's not going to happen again.
Hypothetically,
I'm never going to fall off this wall. Not this time, never.
Hypothetically, though, should you follow the wall? What I'm saying is that you're obviously now in America, they've repealed another one of Trump's executive orders was to repeal Obamacare. Now, I know for a fact that the president of Nursery Rhymeland, Little Miss Muffet, brought in Muffet Care. Of course, and that's what you had, isn't it? That's because she brought that in after the spider incident with the tuffet.
She
realised that a lot of nursery rhyme characters didn't really have the right health insurance. I'm thinking of Jack out of Jack and Jill. He fell down, broke his crown. Of course, famously.
He did. Poor old Jack. Yeah, I know. Jill, lovely girl, great dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. She sorted me out all right. Yeah.
It's surprising she didn't fall down as well, a bit forced as she was by Jack to wear those high heels. Anyway, look, we haven't got we're out of time, but listen, Humpty Dumpty, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule. It's good to. It's good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. That's Humpty Dumpty there from his wall. Obviously, wall expert. Has a lot of history with walls. He is an egg. If you've got a reaction on walls, well, get in touch. Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Just after 1:30 now on Talk Radio and probably elsewhere, although I haven't checked. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The government's plans for leaving the EU will be set out in a white paper. Theresa May has told the Commons she can see there's an appetite for the document, which will give MPs more detail than just a bill. The Prime Minister has been speaking for the first time since judges ruled yesterday Parliament must get a say on the leave process. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn thinks that ruling was more about the government's poor judgment than Article 50.
The bad judgment of prioritising corporate tax cuts over investment in national health and social care. The bad judgment of threatening European partners whilst offering a blank cheque to President Trump.
Meanwhile, Theresa May says she's not afraid to speak frankly to the new US president. She's due to meet with Donald Trump on Friday and told Mr. Corbyn she'd do a better job than he would on any potential discussions. Donald Trump will take the first steps towards building a controversial wall along America's border with Mexico later. He's expected to sign several executive orders as part of a big day on national security. Tests on a white powder, which was taken by four middle school children in Dorset, has confirmed it was cocaine. It's thought the pupils who weren't hurt mistook the drug for sweets. A 32-year-old man from Bournemouth has been arrested. There's concerns sexist work dress codes are failing female employees. Two MP committees say the government should consider changing laws, make the tribunal process easier, and educate people on how to complain. And a set of special stamps is to be issued to honour David Bowie. They'll feature images of famous album covers and will go on sale in March. The weather staying dull and cold in London and the southeast, brighter elsewhere and milder and breezy in the northwest. Highs are between 5 and 10 degrees. There's more in 26 minutes.
That's precise, isn't it?
Who are you overrunning? Thought it'd be accurate.
Victoria's back in around 26 minutes with the news.
Well, that's if you stick to time.
Yeah, I was going to say if we overrun again, that's
well.
Incorrect.
Normally you overrun, and then occasionally you're early, and then apparently can't fill the time sufficiently.
Which is where bonus news comes in, because Victoria's bulletins are
tiny little bulletins
and they're not big enough to fill the gap, so we have to bring in bonus news at 2:30 today. Mineral news, animal news, vegetables news, mineral news, all on different days to cover everything.
Yeah,
it's mineral.
Okay
good. Right, we'll be doing that in around an hour's time, plus headline hijack on the way next. It's Talk Radio.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, your reactions have been coming into today's big story. We know that Donald Trump, of course, is day three of executive ordering. And today is the day he announces the commencement of the wall. We spoke to Humpty Dumpty on the programme just before the news there. I'm very much a wall expert, a wall spurt, and a veteran of wall-based issues. He was able to clear up for us that Donald Trump has not invited him, actually, to view the wall, given Humpty Dumpty's experience there. You'd think that would have happened. And also confirming for us that despite no evidence through history of what Humpty Dumpty actually is, he did admit to us that he is an egg. What has been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. Yeah. Jericho says we should bring the walls down.
Yeah.
John, you're forgetting how successful walls can be. Look at Millwall, the Black Wall Tunnel, and the guys who make sausages.
Thank you very much indeed. Keep your reactions coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Any word you'd like. It's headline hijack. cough, Cornelius?
That was you. That was you coughing.
Whatevs. All right. So, made-up news stories in the next 20-some minutes. Well, that's how long you've got, essentially, to make some stuff up. Fake news is all the rage, isn't it, with Trump in mind, banging on about it all the time. But we were doing it long before it was fashionable. Made-up news lies, headline hijack, there to confuse the people not listening to this bit of the programme. And we'd like you to make them up. Please, what's been coming in? Let's have a hear of it. I know you've got some there.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Yeah.
Cornelius.
Me.
Could you read one out, please?
Sure. Jonathan says, a number of firms who have been ruled as having sexist dress codes and may be able to escape being fined today by forcing men working for the same company to have the very same dress code as the sexist women dress code. Four cases of firms so far have already been reported today asking their male employees to unbutton their shirts, wear tighter trousers, or even put on a lovely bra.
Thank you very much for that. Who said that? Did you say Jonathan?
Jonathan.
Thank you very much. Jonathan. The Environment Agency has revealed proposed plans to create a second new forest in Hampshire, which incorporates a treehouse within every single tree. Mm. Known as the even newer forest than the New Forest, acres of land will be created especially to make a new habitat for humans and wildlife, including some species, which will have been genetically modified specifically for the woodland. We understand there'll be a combination of humans and animals. Brett, you know, do you remember, just looking at the details, sorry, first time I've read the details on this, but it's, you remember the Island of Dr. Moreau, written by H.G. Wells, where experiments were done between human and animal hybrids.
Mm.
They're going to open a centre like that.
Oh, okay.
In the New Forest. It's where sort of...
The
Even Newer Forest, my mistake. It's where sort of, I don't know, shambling half-animal creatures of non-specific origin will just sort of be wandering around for others to look and gawk.
Gallop, at. Yeah.
They're going to call it centre parks. And it's opening in the even newer forest. So that's coming up. Headline hijack, that is, in 20 minutes' time. But the lines are open for you to make up a news story, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There's also Lonely Lunch Club on the way, of course. Now, if you are lunching alone and you'd like to come on the radio and tell us why, indulge in a little bit of idle chit-chat to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. You'll become a member of the Lonely Lunch Club. You'll be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. And you can get in touch for that with an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Is it? Also, of course, the big debate at 3 o'clock, the news in haikus all coming on the way. Hipster nonsense in the work experience punditry today comes from Matilda, who will be waltzing in here with some of it. All on the programme today, plus our guest from the new Netflix film, I Boy, Bill Milner, joining us at some point this afternoon. I haven't really checked what time that is. Anyway, I'm John Holmes, and you're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Now at TradePoint, Tarmac Pulse Mix Concrete, just £2.90 per 20 kilogram bag. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Hacksaw Ridge is nominated for 5 BAFTAs, including Best Actor Andrew Garfield, and 3 Golden Globes, including Best Director Mel Gibson and Best Film.
You don't kill.
No, sir.
You're a conscientious objector.
Mel Gibson brings you the extraordinary true story of the soldier who saved 75 men without lifting a gun. Critics are calling it a movie not to be missed. 5 stars. Hacksaw Ridge in cinemas Thursday, rated 15.
Reddies, spondoolies, dosh, cash. Whatever you call money, you could be £50,000 richer with The Sun. Collect 10 tokens inside the paper and you could win 50,000 big ones. That's £50,000, moolah or dough to chase away those January blues. Only with The Sun. Start collecting this Saturday.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
to Cornwall, where there's problems to the east of Penzance. The A30 through Longrock is closed near the Newtown roundabout for the recovery of an overturned bus. Northamptonshire's A6 between Rothwell and Desborough still closed today for emergency repairs to a bridge in the area. Diversions take you through Kettering, Corby and Market Harbour. There's an accident on the M62. This is east between 21 at Mill Row and 22 for Rishworth Moor. A lane's closed for recovery. And in North Tyneside, the A19 is very busy because of works around the Silverlink roundabout. I'm Jarena Adams.
It's louder than rock versus metal. More dramatic than parents versus teenagers. And more historic than Athens versus Sparta. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries. The showdown to end all showdowns. It's epic savings on car insurance versus epic savings on energy bills. Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save most. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Quickly sit down, quickly.
I wasn't back.
Yeah, well, out there. Sit down. You have to be back. That's not something we can control. We can't just have silence.
Well, I was just busy. I just went out, popped out there for a minute, so I couldn't be in here because I can't,
Next time, just be in here.
We just edit this out of the programme, so when this goes on the radio,
it's live.
We just edit this bit.
It's live.
And I'll just pick it up now.
Stupid thing to say.
I'll just pick it up now. In 3...
Why are you doing this?
2, 1... You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon, I am John Holmes. And just ahead of the Lonely Lunch Club, now, just glancing as I have at the news... Of course, the Brexit white paper has been announced. We know that Theresa May... Is your phone ringing?
Yeah.
Do you want to answer it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello? Hello? No one there.
All right. Did ring, though, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
Unprofessionally in the studio.
Well, it's on silent, but you could hear it vibrate.
Yeah. Anyway, so the government have laid out plans for the Brexit white paper. That's what Theresa May has announced.
This starts here at the start of the link.
Theresa May will meet Donald Trump on Friday. We know of dress codes in the workplace being an issue of sexism, of course. That's in the news today. We also learn of a celebrity, an unnameable celebrity, who likes, this is on the front page of the Sun today, who likes to be trampled on and take drugs while that happens, who's been the subject of a blackmail plot. We don't know who it is. Do you want to guess? I think I know who it is.
I think I know.
I'm going to write it down. I can't say it on the radio, obviously, because it's... I think it's this... I think it's... I think it's... I think it's him. Do you think that's plausible?
That's who I wrote. But they're quite similar people.
Actually, yeah. I could believe that, both of them.
Yeah.
Possibly together. If you've got a guess, by the way, as to who the unnamed celebrity is, why not let us know? Text it, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then put the name of the unnamed celebrity that you think it is that likes being trampled and taking cocaine. And we'll read some of them out later.
No, we won't.
Okay, 8-7-2-2 for that. The news, though, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't, Cornelius. And that's why we're here to help, of course, because we take the news and we analyse it through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Trump aid brawls at inn.
inauguration ball. She had a good far-right hook.
The news! In haikus. Okay, then. It's time for us to reach a helping hand out of the radio.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And that helping hand is covered in lunch. It's the Lonely Lunch Club, where you, my very good friend, could become a member of our exclusive Lonely Lunch Club and be inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. The names of those that have gone before writ large in gravy and soup, smeared on the walls, their names. So you could become one of a number of illustrious members of the Lonely Lunch Club. And all you have to do is be lunching alone and willing to come on the radio and tell us why, and then engage us in some idle chit-chat to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. That is it. That's it. That's how it works. And you get a souvenir gift prize at the end of it. It's like a sort of disappointing visit to Santa. Dave's on the phone today. He's having a lonely lunch. Hello, Dave.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm desperately lonely.
Desperately lonely. Oh. I know, that's why you find you see, that's the point. Before we find out why you're lunching alone, Dave, and don't you worry, because I know it's a kind of therapy. We will get there for you. What do you do, Dave, and where do you do these things?
I'm a photographer, and I live in Bristol.
A photographer in Bristol?
Yeah.
All right. Is photography a lonely, sort of, do you plough a lonely furrow, Dave?
Well, no, I mean, a lot of the time when you're shooting, you're with someone. You're working with either a model or clients, but yeah. There's an awful lot of editing post-production, yeah. And that tends to be at least probably more time in post than actually shooting. And that tends to be a pretty lonely experience, yeah. So I'm in my kitchen having my lunch, and then I'll go back to my big screen and carry on editing.
Yeah. First of all, what are you having for lunch? That's one question.
I'm having my all-time favourite lunch, which I have almost every day, which is a fried egg in a bagel with sriracha chilli sauce.
An egg in a bagel with sriracha chilli sauce. That's very specific, isn't it?
Yeah.
Talk us through why it's so delicious, if you would.
There's just something very nice about the mixture of a freshly fried egg with the yolk still runny and warm. And you have to have tomato ketchup as well.
Oh, right.
So some ketchup. And then the sriracha just gives it a chilli edge. And so it leaves your tongue tingling.
Yeah.
For hours afterwards.
Right. I do like the sound of that, I have to say. It's not often I will...
You should
try it. Yeah. Well, it's not often on the Lonely Lunch Club where someone will say something that, you know, that... whets my appetite, Dave, but your egg-based meal sounds quite delicious. I don't mind telling you that.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, so, you know, there's, you know, I've gained something from this. This is all supposed to be all about you, but I've now gained something from it. So thank you for that. We're here to make your lunchtime fewer lonely, as you know. So let's engage in idle chit-chat as though we were a work colleague. Of course, that's the sort of point. Do you, photography... what sort of photography? So you said models. I mean, what's your photography speciality?
Well, the stuff I do for money, and then the stuff I do for love. So the stuff that pays is fairly obvious. It's things like weddings, office parties, corporate headshots, newborn babies, and celebrities being trampled on.
Yeah.
that's a new line I've decided to open up.
Yeah, I think that's good. I mean, there's probably a lot of business in that, isn't there?
I imagine there are one or two tabloids, but if only I had the pictures.
Yeah.
But alas, not yet. But anyway, if any celebrities are listening and would like to be trampled on and would like to have documentary evidence of that, then they can get in touch with me.
Well, if you that's a very good... thank you, David. If you are a celebrity and wish to try that, do give us your details. We will pass them on to Dave.
Thank you, John. That's very kind.
You're very welcome. Anything to help, really. I mean, in terms of the modern way of post-production, as we're talking about, surely you could Photoshop any celebrity you wanted being trampled on.
Yeah, I'm just working, just typing John Holmes into Google Images. I think I can manage it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Never trust an image. Basically, I mean, what can be done in Photoshop?
Well, that's it. I mean, it's fake news again, isn't it? It's we know about photography. We know what happened at Trump's inauguration, of course, where he said it was full. The photographs seemed to suggest it wasn't. But it could be manipulation and lies, couldn't it, Dave?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a lot harder to fake video, I'll say that much.
Yeah.
And the tracking videos of Washington during inauguration did seem to not yeah, didn't seem to be quite as many people as Obama's registration.
Yeah, so, but I think it's fascinating. I mean, in terms of, I mean, if you want to Photoshop me from a Google image being trampled on by someone, then I'm more than happy with that.
Who would you like the trampler to be? Well, that's the trampoline.
That is a good question, actually. Could it be a combination? Well, I want to. Could it be Donald Trump? And do you know why? Because then it's like being trampled on.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. And any particular footwear? I mean,
high heels, obviously, because they're in the news.
Stilettos. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I want Donald Trump in a pair of high heels. Trump.
Workplace high heels.
Workplace high heels. Yeah. Very specific. Trumpling on me.
I think I can manage that.
That's good. And also, could you also include the dog from the John Lewis Christmas advert? Because that was quite good at jumping up and down on things.
That would be a pleasure. Yeah. Are they to be based on a trampoline?
No, they're also jumping.
Trampoline.
A trampoline. They're jumping on me as well, the dog.
Okay.
But I want the dog to also be wearing high heels, little doggy high heels.
Okay. Anything is possible given enough time.
Yeah.
This may take longer than a lunch break.
Yeah. That's true. But, you know, take your own time, and whenever you're ready. No rush.
Okay.
But that's very kind. Thank you.
I have to stay on the line while I'm doing it?
No, you don't. That's fine. When you've sent it, we'll just tweet it out.
That's
fine. It'll be a good advert for your skills, Dave. Yeah, that's really. Now, look, you get, for spending lunchtime with us, briefly, you do get to choose from a gift prize range. I don't know, Dave, whether you remember the Generation Game with Bruce Forsyth all those years ago.
I'm old enough to remember that.
There you go, yes. Brucey there just saying...
Give us a twirl.
That's right. And then, so what I'm there, for those that don't know, is, well, there was a conveyor belt, wasn't there, that went past with prizes on it. And then a hapless contestant had to try and remember everything that went past the window. And everything they could remember, they won. It's like that, but without the conveyor belt or the more than one prize. All you have to do is remember one of them that we read out. And then you get to keep whichever one you remember. So it's like that. You'll hear some cheesy Generation Game style music now. There it is. And the next thing you'll hear is a list of gift prizes with a short description. Listen carefully, Dave, for one of them will be yours. Here we go.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, as held by a badass woman, which is from the Badass Women's Hour, which is like Women's Hour, but for women with IBS.
Yes, and it's on at the weekend.
Yes.
Yes, good.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on
it. Before you go any further, how many badass women are there?
Three.
And one mug.
Yes. But I said as held by a badass woman.
Yes. So it's three girls and one mug. Or is it?
Let's move on.
With their IBS.
Stop.
Okay. Do you want that one again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on
Written
it.
Reading excitingly today, exclusively on the Tube, because my train went to Cannon Street due to the ongoing delays from the derailed freight train from yesterday at Lewisham, in which no one was hurt, which means we can take the mick out of them for not being able to drive a train properly.
A Talk Sport mug.
A station that likes to be trampled on by football whilst high on banter.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
What is the childhood like of a man who likes to be trampled on by Ofcom complaints? Read this book to find out.
It's my book. I wrote the book. It's a memoir about growing up in Nuneaton in the 1980s. Available on Amazon now. Masterclass of comedy writing, poignant and charming, the Press Association.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
£7.99.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing what jumpers are best used as goalposts. Currently, hoodies are in the lead, with fleeces falling behind.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
A popular TV and radio personality known by millions left TalkSport last year and left behind these calendars in a skip, which we finished out the skip to give away now.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
When we asked for our own calendar, but there's a typo in the email Cass sent it.
Yeah.
So we got these colanders instead.
From that fabulous range of gift prizes, Dave, photographer, Bristol, which would you like?
I think it has to be the colander.
The colander.
Yeah.
It's a popular choice.
Yes.
It's a popular choice. Okay, the colander is yours. It is on the way. We look forward
Thank
to the photoshopped image of me being trampled on by a boxer dog and a US president in tiny high heels. From Dave the photographer. Thank you, Dave. If you'd like to be inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair, well, it's very simple. All you need to do is email this, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And you could come on the phone as well and waste some of your time. Now, though, headline hijack, of course. In moments, there will come the news, and within it, well, there'll be the news, obviously, but there'll also be a lie in the 2pm bulletin, because that is what we do. It's fake news. We've been doing it way before it was fashionable as well. And we like you to make up a lie and then hear it broadcast as fact to confuse the people not listening to this bit. That's what it is. The number 87 treble.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Who's today's headline hijacker, Cornelius?
It's Bill.
Bill, and where would we find Bill in the land?
Earl's Court.
Right.
In London.
No, I know where it is. Bill in Earl's Court in London.
Not Essex.
No, I know. Congratulations, you're today's headline hijacker. In the next bit of the programme, then, work experience punditry. Today, we'll be reviewing hipster nonsense. Music, film, gadgety stuff, television. All things are reviewed hither and thither. On a Wednesday, it's hipster crap. You know, pop-up stuff. Matilda's doing it. She's making her debut on the programme. She'll waltz in here. Never going to get tired of saying that. With a review of Hipster Nonsense, that's on the programme as well. We'll also be talking to Bill Milner, the actor. He is starring in Netflix's new film, I Boy. He'll be in chatting to us about that. We've got the big debate at three, the news in haikus, giving away some meat on the programme later in a game of Dead or Alive. All that's on the way between now and four. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve. Reserve.
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. Bruh. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got a 15 kilogram tub of Dunlop non-slip wall tile adhesive for only £5.99. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco, Selco, it's where the trade go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
2 o'clock, good afternoon, Wednesday. I'm John Holmes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, there will be a Brexit white paper, a step forward for the wall, and dress sexy row.
Talk Radio.
The government's plans for leaving the EU will be laid out in an official document. Theresa May has told the Commons there will be a white paper for MPs to scrutinise. The government lost an appeal yesterday, meaning Parliament must get a say on the leave process. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister insists she's not afraid to speak frankly with America's new president. Jeremy Corbyn asked her for reassurance she wouldn't just hand Donald Trump a blank cheque when she meets him on Friday. During PMQ, she said she'll prioritise the UK's trade interests.
I'm pleased that I am able to meet President Trump so early in his administration.
That is a sign of the strength of the special relationship between the United Kingdom and the United States of America, on a special relationship on which he and I intend to build.
It comes as Donald Trump's election pledge to build a wall along the US-Mexico border to keep out illegal immigrants will take a step forward later. The American president is expected to sign papers to make the controversial idea government policy. A new report has found women are still being forced to comply with sexist dress codes at work. MPs have looked into the issue and say some are still being made to wear high heels, makeup and revealing clothes. Stylist and TV presenter Grace Woodward has told our sister station Virgin Radio it depends on what industry you work in.
I formerly worked for Agent Provocateur, and of course it was a prerequisite that you wore heels, but that's what you signed up for. However, if you're just in the workplace, then being deemed to wear heels or a particular, you know, a skirt, for even example, to be more efficient, to be better at your job, I mean, it's ridiculous.
And British sprinter James Ellington says he feels like he's gone 200 rounds with boxer Mike Tyson after having surgery on injuries sustained in a motorbike crash. He suffered pelvic injuries, a broken leg, as well as a facial fracture in the accident in Tenerife last week.
That was interesting. A bit of interview from Virgin Radio there, wasn't it?
Are you jealous?
I didn't know they were doing heavy news down there. I thought they just played Viola Beach over and over again. Called it a day.
Viola Beach.
Whatever. But no, it turns out, no. What are they doing down there? Are they putting their tanks on Julie Hartley Brewer's lawn?
Maybe they want to be a direct rival.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I heard Kate Lawler do some particularly hard-hitting stuff about Brexit yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, before she played Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I'd listened to that. I could have got a news clip.
Yeah, it could.
Never mind.
All right.
She's quite opinionated.
Who invented, by the way? Because I know the high heels in the workplace row, as we've been talking about in today's news. Who invented high heels? Was it a man or a woman?
I'm not sure offhand.
Should we find out? Because that's interesting.
When you say we, do you mean me?
Yes.
I don't want to Google that. What? Cornelius can Google it now. He's got a little laptop in front of him.
The internet's incredibly slow.
It's because they make it wear high heels and it can't just totters about.
How are your heels coming along, John? Because you're probably the only man in the office who needs them.
Hey, I think...
It's a very sexist thing to say.
Yeah, John's good looking enough without them.
Yeah.
How is that sexist? I'm just talking about your height and how it's...
Well, it's heightest.
Yeah, I didn't think you got offended by this sort of thing, though.
I don't.
No.
But think of dwarfs listening.
Yeah, but I wouldn't...
You just did?
No.
I mean, if, for instance, you weren't offended by sexism, are you offended by sexism?
Well, it depends on what they say.
Right. But say you... say you weren't, and then I said something sexist at you, I haven't got to worry about you. I've got to worry about everyone else listening. Whereas you might have just said that to me, were alienated... Other people. Just saying.
Well, to any other people who may have been offended by the comments I just made about John's tiny, tiny height, I'm sorry.
Do you want to do the weather?
No.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Staying dull and cold in London and the South East. Brighter elsewhere. Milder and breezy in the North West. Highs between 5 and 10 degrees.
When you say highs, are you having another jibe?
No, just because I talk about highs in the weather just doesn't mean it's about...
Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho says he's had great support from Sir Alex Ferguson since arriving at Old Trafford in the summer. The club legend stepped down as manager almost 4 years ago, but still attends the majority of matches. Mourinho says Fergie is careful not to tread on anyone's toes.
A couple of times he travelled with us in the bus.
What, now Fergie's wearing high heels?
He visited us once, but we know.
Make
we
any
know
sense?
That this is his club, that this is his life, and that he's... supporting of us.
Liverpool and Southampton face off for a spot in a Wembley final this evening. The Saints go into tonight's EFL Cup semi-final second leg with a 1-0 aggregate lead. The whole game is live and in full over on Talk Sport. Meanwhile, Reds forward Philippe Coutinho has agreed a new long-term deal at Anfield. It's reported to be a 5-year contract with no release clause. Finally, Burnley have had an offer accepted by Hull for Scottish international Robert Snodgrass. The Tigers have confirmed it's for £10 million. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the websites Mumsnet and NetMums have announced that they're going to go into battle to establish which mothering-based website is superior. The contest, which will take place in March, will see rival mothers pitted up against each other in a series of challenges including breastfeeding, discipline and pram obstacle races.
Thank you very much indeed there, Victoria, with the news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, good afternoon, Talk Radio. Yes, on a Wednesday afternoon, the day when on the front of the Sun newspaper we learn of a TV star in a sex and crack blackmail. Sex, crack and black, I'm going to call that. But the question is, given that they cannot be named, who is it, of course? A lot of speculation around our office today, probably around yours as well. Who is this TV star known to millions, quote, who is in the sex and crack and black? Who is it? Likes to be trampled on while taking drugs, apparently, by a fetish escort. The Sun's words, not mine. But who's the celebrity? Keep your guesses coming in, of course. 87222.
Don't start your message with the word.
Don't put them on social media, that'll get everyone in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Just text it to us privately. 87222.
Start your message with the word tool.
A lot of good guesses coming in. Thank you very much, Paul, for your guess. I'm not sure it can be him. I didn't really call him a TV star anymore. Get up too early. Who else is other ones coming in there? Cornelius, what else have you got there? Who's been sending them in?
Well, I can't read them out.
No.
This one, yeah. You see Michael's suggestion.
Yeah. Oh.
That was, well, that's someone I had in the back of my mind.
That's plausible, actually.
Yeah.
He does look like a trampy. Is that what you call someone who likes to be trampled on? I don't know. But, yeah. Gary, good suggestion. I would believe it of him, certainly. You're absolutely right. Never trusted him. Anyway, so keep your suggestions coming in as to who the unnamed celebrity might be that likes being trampled on in and taking crack cocaine.
Just text them, though, please.
Yeah, don't put them on Twitter. Just text them. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And end it with the name of the celebrity that you think it might be. Time for work experience punditry. Matilda makes her work experience debut in the work experience punditry corner. It's not a real corner at all. But she's here, she's doing work experience, and she, as you know if you're a regular listener, is the latest recipient of our helping hand, whereby we reach down and we pull people up into the media and give them their sort of first national broadcast platform. We do that because we are warm, kind and giving, but also because we don't have to pay them, because they're our work experiences. Hi, Matilda.
Hello.
Waltzing in here.
Yep, that joke never gets old.
No.
I don't get it.
Oh. Do you want to explain it to
Let's
him?
Just leave it.
Okay. So, welcome. Anyway, it's good to see you in the studio as opposed to, you know, in the office.
Yeah.
So, today, hipster nonsense. This is the pop-up crap that just keeps on coming.
Well, I've gone for a new angle. I've got the international hipster update. If local hipsters are wondering what's happening with their brethren around the world,
yeah.
I'm here. I've got it.
Right. Well, okay. So, first of all, before we find out what it is, now, is it as bad around the world as it sort of is in this country, where everything's a square beard or a pop-up or some cereal?
It appears to be.
Okay, so it's a worldwide phenomenon.
It is.
All right. So what's popped up where?
Well, in Canada, Canadian hipster Dion Bewes was at a women's march, you know, Trump's inauguration,
yep.
Global solidarity, and he punched a reporter's camera. And there was it was reported as a hipster phenomenon because, you know, he was wearing a beanie, a parka, sort of Hugh Grant in Notting Hill style glasses,
yes,
pierced lip, facial hair, and was very angsty.
So what the hipster bit of this is put, so a hip thing now is to punch a photographer's camera.
Well, I don't know if he can represent all hipsters, but the whole, it was definitely hipster related. He had a neckerchief as he did it.
Oh, well then, yes.
Yeah, and it was because she was from a right-wing news website, and he had to be, you know, restrained.
Yeah. Well,
Oh, also he sells bespoke guitars, which definitely makes a hipster news.
Oh, well, you missed that bit out. Yeah, I mean, what does he make them out of? Just old bits of driftwood or something that he's found?
Bespoke,
stuff
I assume.
Stuff he's found in his beard.
Yeah, detritus.
What he does, I think I've read about him, he goes down the beach. In Canada, they've got a beach.
Yeah, Canada Beach.
That's it. And he goes down there of a morning, early, mind, with his neckerchief on. And he drags his beard across the sand.
Mm.
Okay. Now, you know, you've probably been to a beach.
Yeah.
And you know, have you been to a beach?
I have.
Have you? And you know when you go to a beach early in the morning, before anyone gets there, and something's obviously been dragged down the beach to level the sand off, maybe at a resort or something like that. You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah. Well, that's him. And he drags his beard down the beach, but the detritus that gets caught in it, which is, you know, dead seals, plastic bottles, used bongies, that sort of thing. And they're all in his beard, and he collects them. He takes them back to his hipster workshop in Canada and makes guitars out of it.
That's Dion for you.
Yeah.
And classic.
Classic Dion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he punched a photographer.
He did.
Anyway.
So that's the Canada hipster news.
Yeah. Well, perhaps it will become fashionable. Perhaps now people will just start hitting photographers. I mean, but celebrities do it all the time.
They do.
And obviously they lead the way often, don't they, the celebrities? Mm. So maybe this will now become a hipster thing.
But then is it hipster to follow a trend?
Oh, that's awkward, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's true, because by the time that it's become trendy, it's not hipster. So
exactly.
The hipster trend circle has to
he
be
he can be the only hipster to have done it, because now if somebody else does it, they're following a trend.
Yeah, I do see a point, actually, yeah. Moving on.
Yeah, Australian hipster news.
Yeah.
Australians are distraught that hipsters have wreaked havoc at the traditional Bunnings sausage sizzle.
The what?
The Bunnings sausage sizzle.
I wonder what you said there.
Yep. sausage sizzles.
Is Bunnings a place?
Yes.
Okay.
Bunnings is a place, apparently.
Sausage sizzles are a really cool tradition in Australia. Have you heard of them?
Sausages?
Sausage sizzles.
It's an event. You know, you're going to the sausage sizzle at the weekend.
I'm not hip enough to know about this sort of
thing. No, this is the traditional sort of event in Australia. It's very mainstream.
It is. They're fundraising. People, Australia and New Zealand, they just cook and eat sausages and raise money for charity, apparently.
That's commendable.
It is. It's commendable. But now it's been ruined by hipsters who have curated the deconstructed Bunnings sausage. And Australians are not happy about it.
A deconstructed sausage is just some sausage meat, presumably.
Well, I was disappointed because I looked at the picture and it's not a deconstructed sausage. What it is a sausage, a piece of bread separately, and three wooden spoons with different condiments in them on a wooden board.
Of course it's on a wooden board. That's
yeah, given, right?
It's not going to be a plate, is it? But why are people angry about this? Because it's just broken with tradition or something, is it?
Well, one commenter on Facebook said that it's disgraceful, utterly disgraceful. You don't change a Bunnings Sanger. I'm so disappointed in your organisation.
That's good advice. I wouldn't change a Bunnings Sanger either. I mean, you mess with a Sanger at your own risk, but a Bunnings Sanger.
I know. Why would you go there, honestly?
Bunnings Sanger win the X Factor at some point. I don't know. So the sausage sizzles are a regular thing.
Yes.
So this has now put the sausage cat amongst the Bunnings pigeons, as it were.
It has, precisely.
And caused a big row.
Definitely. I mean, because it makes a huge amount of difference, really, whether the sausage is ready in the bread or not.
I'm looking at a picture of it now, actually. Yeah. And it is just a sausage next to some bread.
Yeah, they haven't really deconstructed the sausage itself.
More the sandwich.
The same hipster group also deconstructed coffee, but they didn't deconstruct coffee. They just had coffee next to some milk, which is not a deconstructed coffee.
I'd like to deconstruct a hipster. And then what I'd do is sort of disembowel the hipster, right? And then I'd take the beard of the type used to drag along sand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'd use that as the base, because they like a, they don't like a plate, do they, the hipster? They like a,
no.
They like a board.
Or a slate.
Yeah. And
a
I
jar.
A jar.
Yeah, mason
they like
jar.
A jar. They like a jar.
All about that.
And I'd use the beard as a sort of the bed of it, if you like. A nest, mm-hmm. sort of facial nest. And I would pull out the hipster's intestines and spleen and guts. And then I would arrange that next to the now dead body of the hipster on its own beard that I'd have shaved off. And everyone would be happy with that.
I love that. That's like post-hipster.
Yeah.
That's a whole thing you've started here.
Pipster.
I love it. Yeah, exactly.
That's what... see, we could do a pop-up with that. Just come and eat your food off a dead hipster. No one's done that yet in a cafe, have they? I mean, there's a cafe where you could... The cafe's where you can go and stroke an owl.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can lick grain off a wolf. I've seen that one.
Grain,
yeah. Where you can climb in a goose and eat foie gras from the inside. I've seen that one. But this one is new. It's you eat your food off a dead hipster.
I think you're onto something.
Thank you. Can you hold your thoughts before we have to take traffic and travel now? That'll pop up, to use the hipster vernacular. And we'll be back with more hipster nonsense. Give us a tease, though, Matilda. Where are we going next internationally?
Iraq.
I can't wait for this one.
Yeah.
Iraq hipsters. All right. I bet Sheila Fogarty's not doing that. Next on Talk Radio, then, we'll be doing that with Matilda. Work experience punditry. It's Talk Radio, I'm John Hill.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
So, what can you do in your lunch hour? Eat your lunch, obviously. Do a bit of social networking. Text your partner asking what should we have for tea. Or you could sell your car. Yep, selling your car with WeBuyAnyCar.com is so quick, the average drive time to a branch is less than 15 minutes. You could have sold your car before everyone else has made it back to their desks. Quick, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
We love home. A good night's sleep, the smell of toast wafting up the stairs, and coming home to our mess exactly how we left it. We love knowing everything's okay. That's why we created the Nest Protect smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. It can speak up and alert your mobile if there's a problem at home, and silently test itself up to 400 times a day. To learn more, visit nest.com/UK. Or, if you're in the trade, become a Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro and pick one up from your local wholesaler.
Winston Wolf, direct line, you are?
Jane, the landlord.
So I understand a piece of equipment is misfiring. There'll be some cold bodies in this house. Sorry, Jane, your boiler is broken.
Oh, it's going to cost an arm and a leg.
Don't worry, you've got direct line landlord insurance. They cover boiler breakdowns as standard with buildings cover. Get it repaired or replaced, they'll pay the cost.
Brilliant.
Switch for boiler breakdown cover as standard with buildings cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Excludes wear and tear. £200 excess applies. Not a call-out service. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
East of Penzance in Cornwall, both sides of the A30 remain blocked around the Newtown roundabout for the recovery of a bus which is overturned. Better through Thorney Toll in Cambridgeshire, the A47 Fen Road has finally reopened. Greater Manchester's eastbound M62 is slowing down. This is towards an accident which has been there for some time between 21 at Mill Row and 22 at Wishworth Moor. And east of Carlisle, just off junction 43 of the M6, both sides of the A69 are blocked by an accident around Home Lane. I'm Jarena Adams.
I'm always wondering what counts as one of your five a day. I thought red wine might, because it's got grapes in it, but sadly not. Then I discovered something red that does count. Heinz tomato soup. One bowl counts as one of your five a day. How could I not have known that? Now I've got something to look forward to, because curled up on the sofa, what's going to warm you through? A stick of celery or a bowl of tomato soup? Exactly. And of course, it has to be Heinz.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Something's cooking
in the kitchen. And what's cooking on the next Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with me, Paul Ross? Well, let's stir in some tip-top news coverage, add your weather, of course, and some top celebrity interviews from the National Television Awards, all cooked up by our star guest from Saturday Kitchen, James Martin, with me, Paul Ross, for you for breakfast on Talk Radio. We'll get your mouth watering.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
20 past time. Some of your reactions have been coming in. Cornelius has got them. Of course, you know you can react to Talk Radio however you wish, really. We don't mind. Just get your reactions to us. You can use text. You can use a tweet. We're on all the social media. We're on BuzzFace. We're on SnapGit. So follow us on those and hashtag it. Hashtag it. What's been coming in, Cornelius? Out loud.
Oh, okay. Yes, lots coming in. John, I find this news about sexist dress codes horribly emasculating. For example, I work with this bird called Susanna, who's a right sort. That's coming from Piers. John, call the police. There's a madman around running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town. And West End town, a dead-end world. That's coming from the Pet Shop Boys.
Thank you very much. Keep those coming in. You know the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Hipster nonsense, that's what we're reviewing today in Work Experience Punditry. Matilda has waltzed in here.
Yeah.
And we've already talked about the new restaurant in the East End of London where you can eat your meal off a dead hipster that's been deconstructed. Its guts, the hipster's guts have been pulled out and just sort of laid on a nest of its own beard hair. And you can eat your food off it. What a lovely pop-up that is.
Truly ironic.
Where are we going next? Are we going to Iraq?
Yes,
I believe.
We are.
All right, then.
A group described as Iraq's first gentleman's club, called Mr. Herbal, have launched a clothing brand. It's very hipster.
Okay.
Sort of sharp suits, they've all got beards, they wear loafers, that kind of thing. Yep. And they want to improve perceptions of Iraq and campaign for women's rights through their clothing brand, I assume.
Well, so they do women's clothing as well, do they?
They only do men's clothing.
How are they?
And it's a gentleman's club.
Well, how what's that got to do with women's rights?
It seems to be mostly Twitter-based, this activism. They've tweeted at some Iraqi women's activists and shown their support.
Well, that's big of them.
Yeah, I know. It's a big step. You know, you go, yeah. Mr. Herbal.
Some sort of, I don't know, maybe men's march they could organise to sort of support women, couldn't they?
It's just what we need, really.
Yeah. Because the marches didn't really go very well on their own, did they? With just women doing it.
No, I mean, there was that, you know, one guy on the women's march in Canada who punched the female reporter, so that was great.
Well, the problem is that Matilda, it wasn't great, I mean, obviously, but it was certainly hipster, trying to start a new trend of punching photographers. The problem, I mean, the women's march was all very well, but think how much better if it would have been, Matilda, if a man had organised it. I mean,
now you're pointing this out to me as a man, I understand.
Do you see? I'm trying to mansplain. It
I'm so glad
because I know. Don't worry your pretty little head, right, about the women's march because it's. And I think if the women on the women's march had worn high heels, right, then that would have made it prettier, wouldn't it? The march.
You're and so right.
Yeah, I know. And think about how that would have played out in the media, wouldn't it? A bigger message, really. It would have made it seem more businesslike, wouldn't it?
Totally.
Yeah.
Do you want a sandwich after this?
Please,
by the way.
Yeah.
Can get on that.
Thanks. Could you mind ironing as well?
Sure.
Great,
sure.
Great news. So these Iraq. Women, men. So they're a gentleman's club.
Let's not be transphobic.
That's not transphobia. They're
a gentleman's club, and now they've launched a clothing brand.
To
and
help
it's
women.
Very. Well, not just to help women, but that is amongst their hipster interests,
I
apparently.
See. Okay.
They want to mainly improve perceptions of Iraq by looking more Western, which.
I'm not sure how I feel about that. I don't know. The Daily Mail described their more Western-suited look as well-groomed, and then they used to have a different look before this clothing brand was launched, and it was a more traditional Kurdish look, and the Daily Mail described that as tatty onesie-type suits. So clearly it's working. Wow. They're improving perceptions amongst Daily Mail readers.
Yes, which the only way is up from that, really, I suppose, from a Daily Mail reader perception. All right, Iraq hipster, what next?
I have got, this is the news hipsters have all been waiting for, the top 10 hippest neighbourhoods in Europe have been revealed by travel supermarkets.
Okay.
Number one is Kreuzberg in Germany.
Oh, I've been there.
I've been there too.
Exciting.
Well, was it
does that make me cool?
Absolutely not. Was it particularly hip?
It was.
Until you got there. And then all of a sudden it became very, very unfashionable, didn't it? I imagine when you went, Matilda, it was very hip.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Bet that was right, though, wasn't it?
Complimented by a man, my day's been made.
I know! Look at that! See, yeah. I'm down with you, sister.
So are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so pretty. Cornelius.
Yes.
What?
It's basically a lot of shacks.
Shacks, all right.
Yeah.
When you went, Matilda, what was it? Was it shacks?
No, but I did stay in a really cool hostel called Hüttenpalast, and it's inside, but they have revamped vintage caravans and specially designed wooden huts in this hostel to stay in, which was very hipster.
That is. I like the sound of it, though.
Yeah, I mean, slightly shack-related, but way cooler, and they gave you croissants in the morning.
Which is French. So that's embracing all of Europe, isn't it?
I recommend it, yeah.
All right, where else then? That's number 10?
Yeah, no, it's number 1.
Oh, number 1.
I went straight in with the top 1. I thought it was the most important.
All right, fine.
I know that the hipsters everywhere were agitated waiting.
So. Yeah, so you just went straight. That's fine.
In Kreuzberg, one of its main hipster features is they have an underground black-lit mini-golf course in a former train station.
Oh, of course they do.
If you're thinking of visiting.
Yeah, yeah. Did you not do that?
I didn't.
No, all right.
Not
that would actually be really fun. Like, if it was massive, like, if it was a whole former underground network, it wouldn't have to be mini golf. It could just be
golf.
A full golf course, like par four holes and stuff. And you have to, like, just whack it across Berlin, but underneath it.
So, yeah, anyway, number 2 was in Latvia.
Yep.
In Riga in Latvia, and it's an area called Miera Iela, I think.
Okay.
I googled it.
All right.
Which translates to Peace Street. It takes its name from the surrounding funeral homes and cemeteries.
So what? Well, what's it?
Because it's peaceful. I don't know. There's lots of cafes, and then cafe culture and interesting hipster clubs at night, apparently. Lots of art. I don't know. It doesn't have an underground golf course, though.
No, so Cornelius wouldn't be interested. Number 3 on the list?
Number 3 was in Manchester.
Really?
Ooh. Ancoats in Manchester, apparently.
Okay. Run us through the whole lot.
10 out of 10 on Creative Capital.
Did it?
Yeah, the 3 categories were hipster culture outpost.
Level of annoyance.
Creative Capital and traveller value.
Idiocy of people.
Beard per square mile.
Yes.
That kind of thing. And apparently this place in Manchester scored 10 out of 10 on Creative Capital, which is interesting. Mainly because there's a piece of public artwork with eyepieces where you can look into historic places that have normally sealed up, including a toilet and a bell tower.
Great. What's number 10 out of interest?
Number 10 is Nørrebro in Copenhagen in Denmark.
Right.
Yeah. I don't have much information about
wonderful,
that.
Wonderful,
Denmark.
Wonderful.
Yeah, there's also somewhere
wonderful,
in Warsaw, right. Sweden, Slovenia, Rome,
yeah.
Oslo, Bulgaria, Greece, and Estonia. All very specific neighbourhoods.
London doesn't get anything, interestingly.
No, it didn't in there, did it?
No.
No,
it's too mainstream.
Sure. Yeah. Do you reckon?
Definitely. Well, the thing is, all these places are now no longer hipster because they've been published online in a list, so you can't visit there without shame.
That's the whole reason for reviewing hipster nonsense is that what we're trying to do, once we mention it on the radio, it no longer is hip. So eventually, if we mention everything that's hip, it will go away.
You forget that the John Holmes Show is the hippest show out there because it has so few listeners, it's like ironic to listen to
that's
it.
That's true,
and be a listener.
You've got a very good point. Yeah. Long may that continue.
Yeah.
Matilda, Mona, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for
coming
here.
And Matilda, will you come back and do more?
I'd love to.
Do it. Matilda there with Hipster Nonsense today in the Work Experience Punditry. In the next half an hour of the programme, then, well, we will be bringing you guest action as the star of Netflix's new film, I Boy, Bill Milner, will be joining us to talk about that. There's Victoria's bonus news on the way. Of course, a big debate at three, all your reactions, diversity paper review later on, and a game of Dead or Alive in which we will be giving away some meat. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg. We give that away as well because we're not racist. 87222 if you'd like to get involved.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's 2:30 now. Here's Victoria with the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Labour says it welcomes a U-turn by the Prime Minister, which means the government will officially set out its plans for leaving the EU. That'll be published in a white paper which can then be debated in Parliament. The US President is going to ask for a major investigation into voter fraud and says he'll strengthen procedures depending on the results. Later, Donald Trump will sign an executive order on immigration, paving the way for a construction of a wall on the border of Mexico. Dissident Republicans called the new IRA say they were responsible for shooting a police officer in Belfast on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Labour leader has been criticised for offering his condolences to the policeman's family, despite the fact he's still alive and is recovering.
I join the Prime Minister in condolences to the expressing condolences, I'm sure, of the whole House to the family of the police officer who lost his life over the weekend in Northern Ireland.
Jeremy Corbyn was speaking during Prime Minister's questions earlier. A spokesperson says he meant to say he nearly died. The officer's recovering after being wounded in the arm. An investigation is underway to try to work out what started a house fire that led to the deaths of two adults and a child in Surrey. Police say they were called to the address near Reigate yesterday. 440 jobs are under threat at the Yorkshire Building Society. The lenders announced plans to close 48 branches, including all of its Norwich and Peterborough offices. And Usain Bolt is no longer a nine-time Olympic champion. He's now down to eight in total, as Nesta Carter's doping violation has caused Jamaica to be stripped of the gold medal won by the men's 4x100m relay team at Beijing 2008. Bolt had thought he'd won the so-called triple treble of winning three sprint events at three games with his success in Rio last year. The weather's staying dull and cold in London and the southeast, brighter elsewhere, milder and breezy in the northwest. Highs are between 5 and 10 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
There's more now because eagle-eared listeners will be aware that it is 2 o'clock. No, it's not.
It's half two.
And at half two, I was even looking at the clock as I said that. I don't know why I said that.
John.
I know. It's been a long week. Right, so at 2:30, Victoria's bonus news, of course, which means she makes the time up lost by her bulletins being a little bit shorter than they are the rest of the time. So animal news, vegetable news and mineral news on consecutive days because that covers off everything. Today, it's everybody's favourite.
Oh, Victoria.
Mineral news.
Yes. What was that?
I made this back in November and it's only had one outing, so I thought...
Victoria.
Mineral news.
Yes.
So I thought I'd just try and enjoy it.
That's me doing Josh Widdicombe.
It is, from when he
came in. That's a recording of you doing Josh Widdicombe. Play it again.
Oh, Victoria.
Mineral news.
Yes,
it does sound like that.
Okay. So, thanks to Pete Foster from Twitter for this one. If you have any suggestions, then you can tweet me.
Oh, my.
Is that how you do all your news?
At Victoria _born, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
This has just now become a ploy for you to get Twitter followers.
Hang on, let me...
Yeah, you what? What are you doing with your hands? She's flapping.
Bring myself under control.
She's flapping herself.
I'm calling myself.
Did you want to start again?
Yeah. Okay.
There we go then.
Oh, Victoria.
Mineral news.
Okay, so thanks to Pete Foster from Twitter for this one. If you have any suggestions, you can tweet me.
Oh, my.
at Victoria_Bourne, B-O-U-R-N-E, or follow me, that's fine. So the Tucson Mineral and Gem Show has announced that its theme this year will be treasures from the Midwest. It's the 63rd time the world's largest, oldest and most prestigious gem and mineral show has been held in the city. It takes place next month. Now, this next one I have tweeted about, so if people want to know what I'm on about...
And where would they find you?
Victoria_Bourne, B-O-U-R-N-E,
right, fine.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
And I've also mentioned you guys, if you want to watch
at,
it, you can.
At John Holmes 1,
yes.
J-O-N-H-O-L-M-E-S number 1.
Oh, yeah, and at Conmend, at C-O-N-M-E-N-D.
And I'm sorry, Cass has told me off for not including her, so I will include her next time.
No, don't.
Okay, so a kung fu fan has been filmed showing off his iron crotch stunt.
What?
An iron crotch stunt. And so he let a huge wooden pole swing into what some of the tabloids have called his balls of steel. And the video shows it repeatedly happening in a move which is meant to show off the strength of someone's manhood. And Neil Diamond... Were you going to say something, Jill?
No.
And Neil Diamond's announced his 50th anniversary tour. The crooner will come to Britain in October, starting off in Manchester, and he's also releasing a best of album in March. That's it.
Oh!
What?
He's watching the Iron Crotch
video.
Yeah,
I just watched the video.
Oh, I thought that was another Josh Widdicombe noise. So what? Tell us the one.
Mineral News.
So this is a man who, what's his name?
I don't have his name to hand, I'm sorry.
And what does he do? He swings a...
So this is a huge wooden bar on chains, and he's swinging it into his crotch, and it's meant to show off how strong your manhood is.
Right. Hang on, let's have a look. Oh, yeah, okay, ow. Yeah.
And he does it again and again.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing that. But as he's not nudie...
No, so
he could be. We don't know, he could be wearing a... Protection, couldn't he? Yeah.
So you're saying that you want to see this video made with him naked?
No, I'm saying that it may not be. It may be fake news.
John's not impressed or excited until he sees the video of the man doing that. Naked.
I am saying that he could well be faking it with some sort of codpiece.
But there will still be some impact on the groin area.
Well, I don't know whether or not he's. Because he could have, it could be, he might not even have genitals. It could be a trick. He might be like Action Man down there.
Yes, but...
And therefore...
But still, having a big pole that size swinging into that area, whether or not you have genitals or not...
It's a cross I have to bear.
I'm sure it would still hurt. Because even if that hit you in the arm, it would probably hurt.
Yeah, that's true. But maybe, but we don't know what he's... He might have an iron codpiece.
Yeah, but that would still have some sort of impact.
Well...
Maybe not as much as if he wasn't wearing an iron codpiece, but...
I think Sheila Fogarty's discussing this as well on her programme over there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she is. Yeah.
It's topical.
Yeah. Anyway...
Yes!
That was Victoria's Mineral News.
Mineral News.
Yeah.
Yes! Yes!
Tomorrow... Tomorrow, back to animal news.
Okay.
I'm sure we're all pleased to hear.
Just trying to be creative, John.
Right. Good. So in the next bit of the programme, then, we will talk to our guest, who is the actor, Bill Milner. He was in Son of Rambo. And other things, his new project is the Netflix film I, Boy. We'll be chatting to him about that next on Talk Radio. Also, the big debate at 3 o'clock. And if you'd like to win some meat, importantly, well, here's how you can. Text this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter. No.
Nope.
Because it's a competition.
Yeah.
87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Then the rules. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg.
Because they're not racist.
That's right. And it's a game of dead or alive. Well, Cornelius is. It's a game of dead or alive.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. And you could
be
the proud owner of meat.
No,
on Talk Radio
not.
Before 4 o'clock this afternoon.
I didn't write on the mail on Sunday.
I'm John Holmes.
You did.
saying it's been
that
a
you
while.
Got yeah, saying you got fired.
This is
because you weren't black.
I did not say that. I didn't say that.
Man.
Not
racist.
Middle
class white man.
Not what I said.
Yeah, you said that you agree with everything Piers Morgan says.
Not what I said.
You're so racist. LBC are going to give you a show.
I can only dream. This is Talk Radio, I'm John.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
You can always tell a driver of a mini hatch with John Cooper Works Sport Pack, featuring a split-level spoiler and 17-inch black alloy wheels. They're the ones feeling better about the daily commute, Sunday drivers, and the search for a parking space, all for just £249 a month and a £249 initial rental. Book a test drive now. Mini. Who's in? Visit mini.co.uk/sportpack. £249 initial rental. 48-month hire agreement from Mini Financial Services, subject to status and availability. UK only. Guarantees may be required. Available for new vehicles ordered by the 31st of March and registered by the 30th of June 2017. Participating retailers only. Mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news east of Penzance, the A30 through Longrock has reopened. Problems in Dorset for the eastbound A35 through Upton. It's closed at the Baker's Arms roundabout. That's because of an accident. An accident on the M5 in Worcester is causing southbound delays, junctions 5 to 6. Still heavy for Greater Manchester's eastbound M62 after early problems near 21 at Milne Row. And east of Carlisle, just off the M6 at junction 43, the A69 is closed both ways because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
For me, it's the perfect winter warmer. You can keep your hot water bottles, your Leckie blankets, your three-bar heaters and your woolly jumpers. Stuff them. There's no better hug than from a warm, comforting bowl of delicious, creamy tomato soup. Warming you right through from the inside out. I love it. And it has to be served piping hot, and it has to be served with fresh white toast. Lush. So get lost, Jack Frost. Oh, and the soup. It has to be Heinz.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
So, yes, it's Talk Radio that you're listening to. Yes, I am John Holmes. Yes. Yeah, just yes, really. The news, though, of course, news this afternoon, we know that Jeremy Corbyn made a little bit of a faux pas in Prime Minister's questions in Parliament today by thinking that a policeman who got shot was dead when he actually wasn't, gave his condolences, didn't need to be doing that. We know that Donald Trump is announcing the building of the wall. He thinks it's going to cost between $10 and $12 billion. Mexico have said they definitely will not be paying, whereas, of course, Trump's saying there is. So we can look forward in the future to a war. The government publishing a white paper, of course, on Brexit, setting out its plans for that. There's a lot, lot of stuff in the news about the high heels and whether or not it's sexist that people wear them to work. Of course, it should all be about choice. No one should ever be forced to do it, apart from Cornelius, who we make wear high heels every day just for our own amusement. But the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
No, neither can I, Cornelius. But it's all right because we're here to help, as everybody knows. What we do is we take the news and we sort of run it through a Japanese poetry blender that we've got. It's like, you know, the Japanese bullet train.
Mm.
It's like that, but it's like a bullet train, but we upend it and hollow out the middle, like a Nutri bullet train.
Sure.
And we put all the news in there and we blend it, don't we?
Like make a sort of soup.
Soup.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a sort of soup.
Soup.
Because what I like is when there's a soup advert on.
Yeah.
And you hear some of the haiku music
yeah.
in it, don't you?
Yeah,
the soup
yeah.
in haikus, isn't
yeah.
it that?
Yeah, yeah.
But when Chloe presses the button too early. But now we present the news in haikus.
Now, Chloe, now. Army recruitment. Fall short, but it's okay as Trident sometimes works.
The news! In haikus. Good afternoon, then, to you and your human ears. You are listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes. It's between 1 and 4 o'clock. I'm not going to be any more specific than that. You've got a clock. You figure it out. I promised you guest action, and guest action, my God, I deliver now. There's a new film. It's on Netflix. It's called I, Boy. It's got Bill Milner in it, among other people. Bill's here now. Hello, Bill.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. You?
Very well.
Sorry,
thank
it's
you.
Cold in here. But,
it is quite
chilly. You look like a cold man now.
Yes.
But I've got
yes.
the temperature right down. Because I'm wearing a thick jumper and I'm too lazy to take it off.
Well, I've still got my coat on,
yeah,
so we'll be okay.
So we're going to be fine. Well, look, tell us about iBoy, because this is it's Netflix, of course, which
yes.
is the fashionable thing now.
I know, it's very trendy.
And this is comes out on the 27th of January.
It does.
Do we say comes out when it's on Netflix? What's the official...
Yeah, I don't know.
Does it drop? Does it impact? What's the modern...
Oh, I seem to believe that we shouldn't say drop or dump.
Dump. We're dumping.
No,
it. It's flight it.
Yeah, it's a gentle sort of release.
That'll
like
do.
A bird.
That'll do.
Like doves at a wedding. That's how we do it.
That's a lovely image.
Yes. So good. There's iBoy for you, everyone.
Yeah.
Like
so
a dove.
Those that don't know what it's about, what's it about?
Oh, I always find this question really hard to answer. Because
well, it is because of spoilers.
One, spoilers, and two...
you haven't watched it.
It's yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing here.
Okay, fine.
No, it is quite a crazy synopsis, I guess, and the audience really needs to get behind it
yeah.
To get into
well,
the real body of the film.
So I'm letting you do it.
Yes.
Because if I do it, I'll sound insane.
So a young boy called Tom, played by myself, stumbles upon his friend Lucy, played by Maisie Williams. She's being attacked, and during the
process,
altercation.
Okay, altercation.
As the police might say,
yeah.
He is.
After it's quite hard. Isn't
I know it's really
See,
hard.
I know how hard it is
yeah.
to explain. So, yeah.
After an accident, he is left with fragments of smartphone in his brain.
There
and yeah, there we go. And after that, then has the. Gains the power,
yeah.
discovers he has the power
of a smartphone
to control
yeah.
computing,
yeah.
And that's really when the story takes off. And it's sort of a revenge story. It's also slightly coming of age. It's about how a young boy is dealing with these kind of unimaginable powers.
It's got a sci-fi, isn't it? I mean, it's
yeah,
a sci-fi
and
sort of.
amazing effects done in this film, and it's all shot in London, so it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's actually quite dark and gritty as
well.
Well,
it's Black Mirror-esque, isn't it?
Yes. No, there is that thing that Black Mirror do that make it feel very real. And I think we also are trying to
yeah.
do that.
Well, it feels like it's not a million miles away. I mean, the whole idea that a human can have capabilities of a smartphone.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was an Android, you'd just be on fire the whole time.
Yeah, basically.
Or if you're an iPhone, you'd have no signal. But apart from that, all the other bits of it that they do...
Yes.
You sort of go, oh yeah, that's probably going to happen.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
did you get that sense when you came?
Yeah, no, well that's something that really drew me to it as a film, that the kind of sense of reality in there, it really does feel like it could happen. I feel, in fact, it almost already is. There are already things involving chips and implants.
Yeah.
And I think that is really exciting. I remember sitting down with Adam, the director, and we just chat for hours about the possibilities and what the powers could lead to. Because at first you yeah. think, okay, you have the power to control general computing, but really the world's your oyster. And you go, okay, you can send texts, you can just send songs or music or sound to any speakers, things like that. But then you realise it's actually a lot deeper than that, and that kind of the whole world is now connected by some sort of online.
Does it worry you, Bill, this dystopian future you're painting? Does this?
No, because I'm the one with the powers. I'm feeling great.
No, I mean in real life. Is it the notion, because, you know, this whole interconnected internet of everything, you know, it is essentially the forerunner of the Terminator, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we are all going to be in a war with the machines. And just as yourself, I mean, do you see that as a consequence of that? Because, look, let's be honest, you're younger than I am, right? Mm. So you know, this is kind of... You know, the interconnectedness of everything is a generational, you know, a millennial movement, really, I suppose. It's like, you know, I can't remember a time. I can remember a time before the internet. You won't remember a time before the internet. I just wonder
how
that shapes the future. I know it's a deep question, but...
No, I grew up sort of around sort of 10 to 13, just before smartphones are really everywhere. And I think that's really important that I just missed out on that, because I think that's a real kind of time in your growing up where you don't kind of care about the way you look, or, you know, nothing is at your fingertips. You're just kind of free. And I see only a few years below me, you know, there are young kids who are really care about that stuff, and I think that's quite scary.
It is scary, isn't it? Because I think what's happening with the sort of selfie generation and all that kind of thing,
yeah,
what you get is people, it's body shaming, it's, you know, which is dangerous,
right?
There's the whole debate about access to pornography, there's all that stuff,
yeah,
you know, because when I was a kid, you know, it's a cliche but it's true, you know, if you wanted to look at pornography it was in a hedge,
yeah,
you know, that's where it lived. But now, you know, you can just do, kids can just get this stuff,
yeah,
and it changes everything,
which is terrifying. But at the same time, I do think that we have to embrace it and kind of nurture that, as opposed to fear it, because it's not going to stop. The kind of the idea of all these, or the internet being everywhere. So I think if we use that as part of kind of education and showing people what is right and wrong, it's better than
pretty
just
sensible,
trying
actually.
To. Yeah, try to.
Good. Netflix is interesting as well in that sense, isn't it? Because it's. You know, we get more and more guests from Netflix productions now,
right.
And I think that's so telling in that these big ambitious projects are beginning to become mainstream, really. Mm. And that and the whole idea of, again, it's connecting everything, but this streaming stuff you can watch where you want. Has it changed the way you approach work as an actor? Has it just sort of opened it all up, really? And because it used to be that television wasn't as good as film, but now it's sort of going the other way, isn't it?
Yeah, I think. I think that kind of binge culture is really interesting with the way you kind of intake TV now, that instead of kind of how it used to be, waiting after watching half an hour, waiting a whole week to watch another half an hour, you can take in a film's worth, an hour and a half of story, and still know that you have another 8 hours after that. And I think it really, from an acting point of view, really lends itself to kind of amazing character development, that style of long form storytelling. So the fact that that's now becoming the norm is really exciting. I kind of have noticed that more and more jobs coming up are kind of that online streaming services.
Well, let's talk about film a little bit, because obviously Son of Rambo was where I guess we first noticed you.
Yeah, that was my first
in that
first
sense
film.
Yeah, so and this was Garth Jennings, of course, who just done Sing.
Yes,
the singy animal thing, which
brilliant.
I haven't seen it, but
it's absolutely gorgeous. And everything Garth like involved.
Yeah, well, he does have that sort of touch, Hitchhikers in the same sort of way. And what was it, I mean, for those who don't know, how did you come to be involved at such a young, how old were you when
I was 11?
11, right?
That was 10 years ago.
What was the process of you getting that?
I went to a small drama group after school, not expecting to kind of, not because I wanted to be an actor or anything like that, but purely because I enjoyed it. And we had a great time. It was so much fun there. And the first person to ever really have like come round to our group to do auditions was casting Son of Rambo. I didn't really know that that's what they did at this drama group, but kind of gave it a shot anyway.
Yeah.
And then it happened. Yeah, it was bizarre, really. That was the first audition I'd ever done. I didn't really realise what I'd never really considered the idea of a career in acting. I was only 11.
Yeah, so why would you?
Yeah, it took me until I was about 16 to realise that it was something that I really wanted to pursue.
Yeah.
So.
Well, X-Men First Class as well, of course.
That was sort of around the time when I realised, oh, you have to actually work really hard for this.
Yeah.
And I remember kind of walking onto set, and there are, compared to a set like Son of Rambo, where there's about 60 of you and everyone knows each other by first name and you're all really close family.
Yeah.
X-Men is, you know, or sets like that, there are thousands and thousands of people all doing their job and everyone knowing exactly where they're supposed to be. And, you know, I was just a tiny cog in that huge machine. And I kind of realised, wow, you know, there's...
But it wasn't off-putting. It wasn't like a sort of...
No,
sort of,
it was,
oh,
if anything, like, encouraging. Like, I wanted to be a bigger cog in that machine.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Really get involved. So, yeah, I guess that's where it's,
yeah,
where it's been going.
Where next?
There are some projects on the horizon.
I bet you can't talk about them.
Yeah, no.
I knew you were going to say that. But we always have to ask that question in case we get a scoop out of it.
No, but
that's,
yes,
that's the reason.
I can guarantee that 2017 will be a good fun year.
All right. Michael Caine as well, because you worked with Michael Caine, didn't you?
Yes.
Anybody there? I've just got a quote from him here. Well, he says you're absolutely essential.
Good.
So, I mean, it isn't specific, but
that's,
I mean, that's
good. Like,
that's not a bad quote to
like
have.
Bread
from,
or butter.
From Michael Caine.
Yeah.
So what's he like to work with, given, you know, you he's such a veteran.
Yeah.
And then you come along as a young whippersnapper.
I think I was probably very naive and didn't really realise what an amazing opportunity or kind of how...
Yeah,
kind of lucky I was to be working alongside such a kind of legend.
Yeah.
But in a way, that was probably the best for it. I kind of imagine, I guess I approached the situation kind of quite free and just going out to enjoy myself and to kind of... That was it, really, as a kid. It was just about enjoyment and having fun. I don't think I would have done
it. Well, let's
it
hope that doesn't go away.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, that's... I'm still trying to hold on to that, but back then it wasn't about kind of a career or... about the next job. It was almost like a hobby.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why it was great fun working with someone like Michael Caine, is that I was just alongside him having great fun, and he clearly enjoyed that and kind of...
Well, you're absolutely essential,
valued
frankly.
That. Yeah, I'm,
I mean,
I'm
this programme would also be nothing without you, so I'm glad you're here.
Essential.
You are absolutely essential. Bill, listen, we're out of time, but thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
So iBoy is on Netflix 27th of January.
January, Friday.
It's got Maisie Williams in it as well.
Yes.
Do you work with her? What's she like, very quickly?
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Love Maisie to bits. Yeah.
You're about to say that. You're not going to come here and go,
no,
she's horrible.
Is one of my closest friends now after doing that job, yeah.
All right, listen, good. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Bill Milner. He's in iBoy. He is iBoy. He's got phone embedded in his head and has the power of apps. So it's on the 27th of January. It's on Netflix. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
He scored! 4-0! Oh, look at the celebration! 3 backflips, double somersault! There's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid!
That's not a big deal. This is... Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink, and an Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online at Pizza Hut Delivery.
Only valid online at participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account, broadband 3G required. 18+. Month passes when renewal is cancelled. T's and C's apply.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
At Honda, we say why business or pleasure? Our CR-V offers both. Smart technology and a sense of luxury have made it one of the world's best-selling SUVs. Yet it's the ideal company car too, with great safety features and contract hire packages that mean a 1.6 SE Plus starts from £185 a month. Ask our fleet specialists about Honda for your business and pleasure.
Honda contract hire rentals are for business users only. 3-year contract illustration based on 6-month rentals in advance, followed by 35 monthly payments. 10,000 miles per annum, non-maintained and no metallic paint. Excludes VAT at 20%. You will not own the vehicle at the end of the contract. Additional charges may apply. For full terms and conditions, visit honda.co.uk/contract hire.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. The big debate is on the way. The big debate at 3. We'll be giving away some meats before 4 o'clock in a game of Dead or Alive. But now, exactly 3 o'clock, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the PM's not afraid to speak frankly with Trump. Sexist dress codes. And Usain Bolt is stripped of historic gold medal.
Talk Radio.
The government's plans for leaving the EU will be outlined in a white paper. Theresa May has told MPs there'll be every opportunity for them to scrutinise her Brexit proposals. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has hit out at the government, which lost its appeal at the Supreme Court yesterday.
The Prime Minister has wasted 80 days between the time of the original judgment and the appeal, and has now finally admitted today, after pressure from all sides, that there's going to be a white paper.
During Prime Minister's questions, Theresa May said she's looking forward to building her relationship with the new US President Donald Trump when they meet on Friday. She's told the Labour leader that's something he wouldn't be capable of doing.
I am not afraid to speak frankly to a President of the United States. I am able to do that because we have that special relationship. A special relationship that he would never have with the United States.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Donald Trump will take the first steps towards building a wall along America's border with Mexico today. The US president's expected to sign several executive orders as part of a big day on national security. The Labour leader's office has apologised after Jeremy Corbyn wrongly told the House of Commons a police officer had died after being shot in Belfast. The officer is actually recovering after being wounded in the arm. MPs say equality law needs to be reviewed after a report found many women still face discrimination due to old-fashioned dress codes. It found many have been told by their employers to wear heels or dye their hair blonde. And Usain Bolt is no longer a 9-time Olympic champion. His 4x100-metre relay teammate Nesta Carter's picked up a doping violation, which means Jamaica has been stripped of the gold medal they won in Beijing 2008.
You know old-fashioned dress codes? Mm. When I first heard that, mm-hmm. I assumed you meant people being forced to wear like ruffs and hooped skirts.
No.
A bonnet.
It's old-fashioned behaviour as opposed to old-fashioned type of dress.
Yeah, it wasn't clear, was it?
I'm sorry, I won't say that again.
No, it's fine. I'm just clarifying it for my own... I mean, I wouldn't wear a ruff if my manager said I had to.
No? Would you wear anything if your manager said you had to?
Or if we just asked?
It's not a nudist workplace, Victoria.
I don't mean... Although, every day you take great delight at the moment in undoing your buttons in front of me and kind of revealing yourself.
Absolutely do not do anything of the kind.
I've never
this
witnessed
this.
This
is when you're not in the room.
I undid
this is quite an accusation.
One button on my shirt. This button, Cornelius.
Right, okay.
Was done up under my jumper thing. Mm. Right, but when I took it off, because it's so hot now in here, because the stupid air conditioning doesn't work half the time, I undid my top button on my shirt. My top button. Nothing more. And now look what I'm getting accused of.
You were so suggestive when you did it.
As if that's
and then
true.
There was some music which started playing, you know, sexy music.
I mean, bringing your hopes and dreams into the studio, Victoria, is not very professional.
I mean, that's not a hope or dream. Might have been a nightmare.
Anyway, speaking of which, here's the weather. Are you done the weather?
I don't think so.
Oh, God.
National weather.
She's got a lot of a fluster, hasn't she?
I'm not in a fluster, because you stripping wouldn't do that.
I'm not stripping!
Staying dull.
Never how much you ask me.
I'm not asking you. I'm trying to get you to stop. Staying dull and cold in London and the South East. Brighter elsewhere. Milder and breezy in the North West. Highs are between 5 and 10 degrees.
Is it wet?
No, John, I did not mention that.
Fine, just checking. Right, it's just after 3 o'clock. That was Victoria with the news. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport live from where Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, is breaking ground at his Mexican border wall.
Build that wall.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United wall. Boss Jose Build Mourinho that wall. Says he's had
Build
great
that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall.
Just once, but we know that this is his club, that this is his life, and that he's supporting us.
Liverpool and Southampton face off for a spot in a Wembley final this evening. The Saints go into tonight's EFL Cup semi-final second leg with a 1-0 aggregate lead. The whole game is live and in full over on Talk Sport. Meanwhile, Reds forward Philippe Coutinho has agreed a new long-term deal at Anfield. It's reported to be a 5-year contract with no release clause. Finally, Burnley have had an offer accepted by Hull for Scottish international Robert Snodgrass. The Tigers have confirmed it's for £10 million. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Nobody builds walls better than me, believe me.
There it is. Donald Trump breaking ground at the south border wall, the Mexican wall, today, where Ben was doing his sport live from. You, it's pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Yes, all radio in the afternoons. Hello there. Now, if you've been looking at the front page of The Sun today, you'll notice there's a TV star in a sex and crack and black male, sex, crack and black male scandal. This is a celebrity they haven't named. We know it's a top TV star being blackmailed by a crack addict who threatened to reveal he had a fetish, the TV star, for being trampled on. So, as I say, he's not been named, but if you want to hazard a guess as to who it is, we are taking those guesses from you this afternoon. You can text them to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And finish it with the name of the TV star you think it might be that enjoys being trampled on.
Don't tweet.
Don't tweet.
Do not tweet. For your own sake.
For God's sake. Thanks very much, Dan. Yes, I could entirely believe it is him. Thank you for that suggestion. Of course, Lee as well. Sarah has got a good suggestion. Look at that one there, Cornelius. I mean, that is plausible.
What do you mean? I mean, that person suits the description completely.
He already looks like he's been trampled on. Anyway, keep your guesses coming in. It's time now for the big debate. So in between building his wall out of glued-together Muslims, of course, Donald Trump has run the numbers, and a wall of immigrant Muslims all copy-dexed in place in a barrier high enough to stop Mexicans climbing. It is the way forward, Donald Trump has said. Trumpty Dumpty, he said, is going to also launch an investigation today. This is what he said, into voter fraud. He claims that people registered in two states and could vote in both, and people were registering to vote in the names of people who've actually died. Now, it's a curious thing to do, because what if it throws up that's how he got in? Anyway, he's going to try that. Apparently, he's also instilling a dress code in the US. Now, this is in the wake, of course, of the high heels row in the UK today. From next week, all women in America will be required by law to wear high heels and no pants. And that's so the president can more easily grope their cats as they walk by. Now, on the line, listening to the latest on Trump's presidency, day three of that, of course, is Brian, who's heard me say the word. Good afternoon, Brian.
Oh, hello there, Sonny Jim.
Hello there. It's John, by the way.
Hello, Sonny John.
Thank you. You've called in. You heard me say the word walk there. You have called Talk Radio and told our researchers you would like to see walking, the act of walking, made into a crime. Is that right?
I would, right? Because walking is it's for idiots, right?
Yep.
Ever since I was a little man, I've avoided any form of physical activity, whether it's walking or running, out involving me legs. And it's not because I've got bad legs. Me legs are lovely, beautiful, in fact. When my father used to tell me when I was a little bear, that my legs, I have the legs of an angel, he said.
Yes.
These boots aren't made for walking. They're made for hovering, right?
Yes.
I recently bought one of these hoverboard doodahs off of eBay, and I recommend everybody does the same, right? It means I've got the freedom of getting outside of the house, but within an 8-mile radius, of course. And it's really good fun, and there's only minimal risk of injury or death.
Have you ever seen an angel's legs, though? I mean, if you have the legs of an angel. Normally, the angels that I'm aware of, let me finish, you idiot, have they look like long dresses on, haven't they, the angels? And you can't see their legs, so I wonder how...
Their legs are a secret, but my dad said when I was a Ben that the angels did have legs.
Yeah.
And I've kept that to this day. I'd be quite shocked if they didn't, to be honest.
Right, okay. Look, I want to bring in another caller here who's been listening to you and has called Talk Radio as well. He's a professor, Professor Hugo Shatwell. Good afternoon, Professor Shatwell.
Yes, hi.
You'll have you calling Talk Radio.
Hi, Brian.
Sorry, I hadn't finished thanking
you. Hello there, Shatwell.
Thank you for calling Talk Radio. Now, you've been hearing what Brian said there. He's not walked since he was a child. He was told he had the legs of an angel. He prefers to hover around when he can. What do you make of this, Professor? Professor, what do you make of it?
Look, I'm not going to do is I'm not going to get drawn into some big negative, you know, ding-dong business. What I will say is walking is a wonderful way to get around, John. See more things at that pace, details on buildings, etc. Life is too fast these days. And John, if I may...
Let me just check.
Wait
a moment. I'm just going to check whether you
more
may.
Sinister.
Wait a moment. I've got to check whether you may or not.
Right.
All right, just hang on. You may.
More sinisterly, walking is a basic human function. Now, you ban that, you start banning other basic human functions like snoring or eating or strangulation.
Those are debates for another day.
Well, are you going to take the dog for a jetpack?
Yes, I can hover at least 6 miles an hour. It's very fast, especially if you go in front of the number 27 bus. It can be a little bit... hairy at times, but it's good fun.
What about your emissions?
It's battery powered. You plug it up to your wire.
Absolute nonsense. It's all nonsense. Yes. Absolute nonsense. I suppose you're some great libertarian who believes, I should be able to fly my jetpack, my helicopter, wherever I like. I will tell you right now, you are not landing your chopper in my backyard.
Now, let me... I want to come in there to play... to play, and the what I want to sort of open the debate, I want to bring in Europe because it's what people are talking about at the moment. Now, you know the EU directive, of course, that says that human beings, that's us, should only walk in the shape of a banana, and that came in from the EU, of course. You can't walk too curved, you can't walk too straight. I mean, Professor, what do you make of this? I mean, you're for walking, but they are dictating to us, are they not, Europe, how we should actually walk in the shape of a banana? And I don't know where
This is where we all know Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
Well, there you are.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. Brian, let me ask you this. Of course, let's look at the history of walking. I mean, we all know that walking was first brought to this country by Sir Francis Drake. He brought it back from the Caribbean. He gave it as a present to Queen Victoria. She popularised it, and it's why we walk now. Do you really want to change history in that sense?
Well, I'm sure back in the day, if a they had the chance to hover around on a hoverboard, right, if they had the sort of things, and, you know, if you believe...
It's no, look, the thing, the problem with you, Brian, is that you're delusional, because there's no, you are, because there's no such things as hoverboards at all. And so you've rung up with your fake facts, haven't you? You've fallen, you're down the alternative fact route, and I've listened to you saying about hoverboards, I've sort of let it go, but I'm not willing to do that anymore, because there aren't hoverboards, and you...
Yeah, but everyone calls, I mean, yes, fair enough, that wheel bear...
Lying man.
Dual wheels, and you sort of...
All right, look, Brian, I've almost had enough. I've had enough of you, right? You can shut up as well. What do you... Right, when does a walk, right, become a walk? Because up to a walk, it's an amble. It's an amble. And then after that, it becomes a walk. What's the... Where are you putting the speed barrier in, Brian? Are you saying ambling's all right, but walking's not? And then you've got a gap, and then you've got running.
I just don't move at all. If I can help it. And if I do need to get around the house, I'll sit on a skateboard.
Right. They do exist. Professor Chatwell, for walking, presumably you're not anti-ambling either.
No, I said it'd be a wonderful diversity of self-powered locomotion.
Yeah.
You know, okay, well, whatever you want to do. Look, if you enjoy crawling around, perhaps with vomit all down your front.
Yeah.
Trying to find bits of old pizza and drinking water from the aquarium. If that's all there is to your life, well, fine.
Well, I'm watching Jeremy Kyle's show.
I just want to...
Well done, you.
I want to just paint a picture for you. It's a bleak picture to some. We all know that, just have a listen. Have a listen to this, first of all. I'm not going to comment on it, first of all. I'm just going to say, have a listen to this. Right, now, that's fair enough, isn't it? But in the world that Brian is painting a picture of, this is going to happen. What are you going to do on sunshine, Brian, if you get rid of walking? What are you going to replace it with?
You could float.
No, I've told you before, you can't float. There's no such thing as a hover on sunshine, is there? And what about the Egyptians? What about the Egyptians?
Float like an Egyptian.
No.
You could float like an Egyptian.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
No.
Yeah, but walking like one doesn't either, really.
Trying to have a... All right, okay, well...
Then again, does one ever see a butterfly walking?
That's a very good point there, Mr. Shatwell. Very good point.
I don't even know. I'm bailing you out, son. You've lost this one.
Yes, I thought so as well.
Have you heard about these trials in Sweden that they're doing at all? I don't know whether you've heard about.
Okay, yeah.
They've done.
No, there's
trials in Sweden.
Swedish trials are a fallacy. I know the man who conducted those trials. His name is Jens Schidsmash, often mispronounced, and that man hasn't got a qualification you could fit between his pert little buttocks.
Well, it's interesting that you say fit between his pert little buttocks, because in Sweden, what they've been doing is they've removed anywhere, so they haven't stopped people walking. What they've done is they've been tough on walking and tough on the causes of walking. They've removed anywhere you can walk, and they've built up all the spaces in Sweden where previously one could walk. So very much like the tight buttocks, they put buildings together. You now can't walk anywhere, and anywhere there is a gap that you can't fit a building, they put an elk. And the elks are in the gaps, and they stop people walking. If you go for a walk, your way is blocked by, if it's not a building, by an elk. Now, that's what they've done in Sweden. What's happened is, of course, no one can do any exercise or walking. Everyone's got fat and died.
Yeah, terrible, really.
And that's all we've got time for in the debate. So, let's... End it there. Could you please, Brian, sum up the debate for us in one word?
Wheels.
Thank you. And Professor Shatwell?
Buttocks.
Thank you. If you've got a point of view on whether or not we need walking. Now, Brian there calling in, talk radio listener Brian, wants to make walking a crime. Professor Shatwell not so sure about that at all. But you've got to have an opinion, because that's the point, isn't it? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Do we need walking in post-Brexit Britain when we've got lava lamps and trout? Let us know. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
911, what's your emergency?
I'd like to talk to the police. I've been robbed.
Robbed?
Well, hustled.
Okay, and do you know who did this to you?
Yeah, it was a British guy. Ronnie O'Sullivan?
Ronnie O'Sullivan?
That's him. Turns out he's a 5-time snooker world champion. Took all my money. Car, pants.
Where was this, sir? Memphis, San Francisco?
Chicago.
That's the 5th time this week.
What?
Nothing. We'll deal with this, sir.
He took my pants!
Ronnie's teaching America a lesson. Ronnie O'Sullivan's American Hustle. Coming to history Thursdays at 10.
TradePoint will help you kickstart 2017 with trade-exclusive deals, perfect for filling up your van. Like CLS Timber, 38x63x2400mm, just £1.63 a length. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Most people find a car and then apply for finance. But Phil from Leicester visited carfinance247.co.uk and got his finance first. As well as being approved in minutes, he can buy from any dealer he likes. So congratulations, Phil. You're good to go.
Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk.
Rates from 7% APR. We're a broker regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Represented at 27.4% APR. All circumstances considered.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Upton in Dorset, the eastbound A35 remains closed because of an accident. That's near the Baker's Arms roundabout. No change east of Carlisle, just off the M6 at junction 43. Both sides of the A69 are blocked. The recovery of an accident. The eastbound A48M in Cardiff is struggling. A lane's out because of a horse on the carriageway. That's as you head towards Newport. And in Belfast, the Ballygowan Road, the A23 is partially blocked by an accident and is queuing in both directions. I'm Jarena Adams.
It's louder than rock versus metal, more dramatic than parents versus teenagers, and more historic than Athens versus Sparta. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries, the showdown to end all showdowns. It's epic savings on car insurance versus epic savings on energy bills. Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save most. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban style, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in to today's big debate, of course. Do we need walking anymore? Should we just keep still? That's the question. Why do we need walking in post-Brexit Britain when we've got lava lamps and trout? Do we need it? No. A lot of people think we don't. What's going in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. John, I have 2 left feet. Does this mean I can walk? I certainly can't dance.
Yeah.
That's coming from Jeremy.
Yeah.
John, I'm a paraplegic. I cannot walk the walk. However, I can talk the talk. Where does that leave me?
John, you can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man, and that's coming from a woman's man. Thank you very much indeed. Keep your reactions coming in 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk already on Twitter.
Start your message with the word walk.
Jeff's been on saying, without walking, what would the police do on the moon? That's a good point, isn't it? Yeah. Probably just put messages in bottles, he adds. Right then, well, it's time now for today's Diversity Paper Review. Of course, regular listeners will be aware that each day we do a paper review, but it's done by a different diversity each time, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today we welcome back Rudd. Hello, Rudd.
Hello.
And your diversity is...
Bisexual.
Nice hat you're wearing, by the way.
Thanks, fam.
Rudd has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. Rudd has got his hat on.
And he's also half gay.
That'll do. Yeah. So, what's in the papers today, Rudd?
Well, I've got three Trump stories.
Yes.
We can talk about all three of them, or you can pick one.
Well, go on.
Journalists in jail. Wall. Or bodyguard with no arms.
We've done wall.
Okay, scrap wall.
I've read one which is excellent.
Is it bodyguard with no arms?
Yeah,
we're doing bodyguard with no arms.
Okay, so people have kind of been looking through the footage of Donald Trump's inauguration.
Yeah,
they've noticed there's a bodyguard who looks remarkably like. I don't know if either of you play many video games, but you know Agent 47 from the Hitman games?
I'm aware of the Hitman film, so I know.
Yeah, so you know the sort of look. Kind of the balls and then the kind of. He looks exactly like that. Like a picture there that you can't see on the radio, but John and Cornelius can see.
Yes, he does.
He's standing the whole way that he walks on the like inauguration parade. He's standing like this, kind of holding one finger, holding his left index finger with his right hand for the entire thing. And people think that he is like those are fake arms and that he's holding a gun, right? Which I think is brilliant because his suit looks very wide, like it's kind of like a sideways version of, you know, in movies when they get one kid to stand on top of the other.
Yes,
he kind of looks a bit like that.
Wow,
it's brilliant.
But I don't see why he'd have to hide a gun.
Well, I mean, just in case someone jumped out at Trumpity Trump.
Well, we assume they've got guns, all the Secret Service people, anyway, don't we?
But if you saw a man holding his pinky finger with his right hand, and then suddenly those arms fall off, and you're being shot by a machine gun, you'd never expect that.
You're right. But I wonder if he's going to get tangled up in the arms. I mean, I once saw Rod Hull try and disentangle himself from Emu. And he had a false arm, didn't he? Round Emu, Rod Hull Emu, and that was complicated. And I just wonder if he's going to. That's more trouble because the arms have got to be attached.
Mm.
Are they sewn into the?
Well, we don't know. Bear in mind, this is all just internet speculation.
Yeah.
But the thing is, people have gone to like full detail, and they've kind of like worked out the size of the gun that they'd that he'd have to have, and they've worked out that this gun, which is a German FNP-90, would fit into a jacket like his size without kind of showing.
Oh, the classic German FNP-90, absolutely right. Yeah.
Well, the P-90 is actually a very popular gun in Call of Duty, in case you were wondering.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Fair enough. So, guns aren't funny, Rod. So, the false hands, though, I mean, do they look a bit plasticky? I mean,
they do look a little bit plasticky because kind of when he walks, they kind of just... I know that when people walk, their arms move, but they look like they're just wobbling with the kind of direction of his body.
He's also got a third leg, which is very concerning, and he's singing the Jake Peg song.
Can't mention that in the current climate. The Trump tiny hands. Is this connected? Because Trump.
Well, the thing is, Trump that's the thing.
Hands over his tiny hands to make them look like a normal size.
Well, the thing is, maybe the bodyguard just borrowed Donald's, like. He went into Donald's, like, big hand wardrobe that he uses to kind of, you know, hide his small hands and said, do you mind if I use some of these, Donnie, so that I can conceal my German FNP 90?
Yeah.
And Donald, like, sure. That was Arnold. That sounded like Arnie.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, but well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, wasn't expecting it. Good. But I know it's an interesting. I mean, I like the idea that Donald Trump might have a hand wardrobe. I think that's a wardrobe. Which is also where he keeps Russian prostitutes to wee on him, and he's got all these drawers that he opens up, and inside of these range of hands for various things he wants to do, signing executive orders.
It's like a Scooby Doo villain.
It's to stop Muslims coming in. Hands, builder's hands for the wall. Mm. All these different hands. The grabbing hand, the gropey cat hand that he's got. Gropey cat hand.
Yeah.
All these different range of hands, like sort of an Inspector Gadget sort of. There used to be, you won't remember this, but there used to be a children's
comic. I don't remember anything, John. I don't remember anything beyond, like, you know, 10 years ago.
Right. Well, before 10 years ago, there was a comic which had a character in it, and the comic might have been, I don't know, I want to say Wizard and Chips. It might not have been that. Anyway, but there was a character called Iron Hand, and his thing was that he had a range of hands that I think he could unscrew. It wasn't a great superhero.
That's an awful superpower.
Yeah. And he had an iron hand, hence the name. And he had a range of hands, I think, that he could interchange. I can't remember why. And I may be dreaming it. But that's what I imagine Donald Trump
was
like.
Well, what if the bodyguard is...
Iron Hand.
Iron Hand.
Yeah. Because that's a fictional cartoon character.
Oh, yeah. You've scuppered my theory, John.
Oh, no. Rod, will you stay there, please?
Of course I will.
Thank you, because we'll come back and do some more paper stories very shortly in the next half an hour. We'll also be giving away some meat. Chicken, beef or lamb are available. Also a box of organic veg. We have that to give away as well. Not just meat, because, you know, we're not racist. We'll do it in the next half an hour, though. If you'd like to play Dead or Alive, 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word Talk.
3:30 on Talk Radio now. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The government's plans for leaving the EU will be set out in a white paper. Theresa May has told the Commons she can see there's appetite for the document, which will give MPs more detail than just a bill. The Prime Minister has been speaking for the first time since judges ruled yesterday Parliament must get a say on the leave process. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn thinks that the ruling was more about the government's poor judgment than Article 50.
The bad judgment of prioritising corporate tax cuts over investment in national health and social care. The bad judgment of threatening European partners whilst offering a blank cheque to President Trump.
Meanwhile, Theresa May says she's not afraid to speak frankly to the new US president. She's due to meet with Donald Trump on Friday and told Mr. Corbyn during PMQs she'd do a better job than he would on any potential discussions. Donald Trump will take the first steps towards building a controversial wall along America's border with Mexico later. He's expected to sign several executive orders as part of a big day on national security. Tests on a white powder, which was taken by four middle school children in Dorset, has confirmed it was cocaine. It's thought the pupils who weren't hurt mistook the drug for sweets. A 32-year-old man from Bournemouth has been arrested. There's concerns sexist work dress codes are failing female employees. Two MP committees say the government should consider changing laws, make the tribunal process easier, and educate people on how to complain. And Usain Bolt has lost one of his 9 Olympic gold medals after one of his Jamaican teammates was disqualified for doping. Nesta Carter tested positive after his sample from the 2008 Beijing Games was retested. It means the team has been stripped of their win in the 4x100m relay. The weather cold and frosty tonight for most. Windy in the north and west with lows of freezing. Tomorrow will be a bright but cold day for many. Highs of just 5 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's not enough. You were talking about the white paper. This is Theresa May, of course, so there'll be a white paper for Brexit. Now, there's always white paper. Have you noticed that in the Parliament and the government? There's always white papers, isn't it?
Sometimes a green paper
as
well.
A green paper, but that's not diversity. The papers aren't diverse enough for me. You know, there's not a brown paper, is
okay.
there? But here, of course, we do diversity papers. And we're not just about white papers.
Yeah, but all the paper
papers.
I can see on your desk is white, John.
That's right, because that's all that's available in the printer, which makes this a very racist place to work.
Have you thought about how you're going to take this up with the management?
Well, I did actually write a letter to them.
Was this in the Daily Mail a few months ago?
No, on black paper, but unfortunately you couldn't read it.
Well, what ink did you use?
I should have used Tippex.
Yeah.
Anyway, interesting, because we are in the middle of diversity papers, and I think the government need to bring more diversity into their white papers. I'm setting the call off for that right now. Victoria, thank you very much. She's back with Sam Delaney in half an hour, and we're giving away some meat and going through those diversity papers next.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned the whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Baloney.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's 25 to 4, and well, we are midst diversity paper review. us to review the papers, ticking the box marked...
Oh, bisexual.
Thank you.
Sorry, I forgot which one it was.
Yeah, okay.
Forgot which one I was.
Yeah, I feel my
favorite. We're all the same.
Yeah, we're all the same underneath. That's the point, isn't it, Rod?
Yes.
That's the point we're trying to make. Slightly cack-handedly. Right, so we've done the tiny, tiny handed Trump and his magical wardrobe of hands and his security guard with a gun hidden under his coat. Where next?
There's a new app that is out. It is an app to help pregnant ladies on trains. The way it works is you buy the app for £3.99, £4.
Yeah.
And you kind of set yourself either up as a sender or receiver. And if that didn't come out,
is it like Tinder?
Bring in your own personal life.
No, it, you when a pregnant lady can set herself up as a sender. So when she gets on a train, she can press a button, and anyone else with the app on the train will get a little alert that says, you know, give me a seat, please.
Okay, that's quite good, isn't it?
It's quite good. I mean, the thing is, some people don't even need an app.
I am sickened by this personally.
Here we go. Here we go.
I am John.
Regular listeners will know what's coming now.
I am sickened by this. Yeah. I don't think there should be a need for an app at all,
yeah.
Or the second point I've thought of, but I'm now forgotten.
Yep.
As someone who regularly gives up their seat for the pregnant ladies before they even sort of ask, you know, even...
Before
they
get on the train.
Yeah, before they get on the train.
Before they get pregnant.
Yeah. It is weird. We don't need this app, do we?
Well, I mean, you, speaking as a man who a couple of weeks ago did stand up for a pregnant woman on the train and hasn't stopped banging on about it.
Last week, so two.
But does that mean the app is now available? And if you are such a kind-hearted gentleman... You need to download that app now, because my suspicion is with this app is the only people to download it will be the senders, the pregnant women.
Yeah.
But I don't know that many commuters will necessarily bother or think about downloading it.
There's a price on it as well.
£3.99, but it goes to a children's charity.
That's fair then.
But how many people are going to bother doing that? I mean, it's optimistic, isn't it?
You would assume that anyone who has the app would offer their seat anyway.
Yes.
But at the same time, I guess it's for people who just like on their phones all the time.
Would you be looking
There's been a couple of times where I've just been on my phone on the tube. I never sit in priority seats because I never want the pressure of knowing whether I have to offer to... You know when you're sitting in a priority seat and you see someone who's in their mid-50s and you're like... Not mid-50s, but they're about 60, their hair's grey, and you're like,
Are they a priority?
Are they a priority? Do I
mean,
offer
it
this?
It doesn't mean them, does it?
John tends to be on the other end of that problem.
It doesn't mean, though, does it, that you, if you're in your 50s, which I'm not,
nearly there.
It doesn't mean that you're priority. No! It doesn't mean you're not priority. That means disabled people, doesn't it? Pregnant women. That's what priority seems.
Elderly. It should be elderly.
Basically, but the main thing is, I don't know if I'm insulting some people by offering them a seat, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know whether this app's I worry that that's not necessarily going to do much, because you rightly say...
It feels a little redundant.
Yeah, because someone is going to stand up for a person anyway.
Also, does the app have any way sort of... Can you take... Of making sure that the... Was it the sender who is the pregnant lady is definitely pregnant? Because this could be the new electronic version of a cushion under a jumper.
Are you saying that there should be an app to
Just
you know
within the app
when a fatty gets on your train?
No, within the app there should be. You could either point the camera at your pregnant belly and it should tell you whether, an x-ray. It could do a quick x-ray on you and go, yep, definitely
what
baby.
What if she's hiding a German submachine gun underneath, like Trump's bodyguard, and she's just got a false belly on, and she's just holding a...
Well, she'd be welcome to my seat because I'm going to run away.
Fair enough. That's called terrorism, John.
Yeah.
What if John's just like, what if someone gets on the tube with a gun? What do you do? I just don't know.
I want an app to let me know when that's going to happen.
New terrorism app. You can alert them if you're going to shoot up a train. Is that in poor taste?
Yes, well done. That's Rudd. Rudd. Do you have the birthdays for us, Rudd? Very poorly.
I do. I've just been handed them by your producer.
Okay. So we like to say happy birthday to the people whose birthdays... it is the birthday of. Please run down some birthdays for us.
Do I do the song now?
No.
Okay, Bill Turnbull, who's a journalist, is 61.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys, who's the singer. Alicia Keys, singer, 37.
Yeah.
The Princess of Monaco is 39.
Yeah.
Gloria Naylor, the novelist, is 66. Yeah. And Christine Lakin, the actress, is 38.
Great. Let's sing happy birthday to them all.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Bill Turnbull, journalist, Alicia Keys, singer, Princess Monica, Gloria Naylor, novelist, Christine Lakin, actress.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, Rudd.
No worries.
Thank you. That's Rudd doing today's diversity paper review. And his diversity is that he is...
bisexual.
Thank you. And in the next bit of the programme, you can win some meat. Not you, Rudd. Calm down. 8-7-2-2
Start your message with the word talk.
Chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg. In the game of Dead or Alive. We'll do it next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got a 3 metre by 38mm dark granite laminate worktop for only £19.99 expat while stocks last. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Are each Steve.
Devastated. She's gone, and I'm lost without her. We've been together years.
Yeah, but...
you come to rely on them.
You'll find another one, mate. Between you and me, I always thought she was a bit butch.
Hey, I'm talking about my old van.
I thought you meant Verity.
Me wife! Butch!
Oh, well. Either way, you can pick something up with a few less miles on the clock.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
Reddies, spondoolies, dosh, cash. Whatever you call money, you could be £50,000 richer with The Sun. Collect 10 tokens inside the paper and you could win 50,000 big ones. That's £50,000, moolah or dough to chase away those January blues. Only with The Sun. Start collecting this Saturday.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Surrey's M3 is looking heavy, London bound because of an accident near Lightwater, junctions 3 to 2 as you approach the M25. A lane's closed there. Better news east of Carlisle, A69 just off the M6. It has reopened. Cardiff's A48M is down to one lane both ways near junction 29A for St Mellons because of a horse on the road. And Newport Road is also partially blocked by an accident near to the A469. A couple of problems in Belfast. Ballygowan Road partially blocked by a breakdown that's causing delays. And there's an accident on the A12 West Link around the M1, which is also causing queues. I'm Gerina Adams.
It's louder than rock versus metal, more dramatic than parents versus teenagers, and more historic than Athens versus Sparta. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries, the showdown to end all showdowns. It's epic savings on car insurance versus epic savings on energy bills. Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save most. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just coming up to 2:15 a time. Sam Delaney with you at 4 o'clock with Drive, of course, this afternoon. We are looking at the news, though. We know Theresa May will meet President Trump in the White House on Friday, and that is ostensibly to open trade deal talks. That's what she's going for. She has told Jeremy Corbyn in the Commons that she would be better at it than him due to the special relationship. But given that the special relationship is with Britain rather than her personally, unless she's telling us something we don't know, gropey, then I don't see how that could be a thing. But anyway, Jeremy Corbyn, meanwhile, his office has had to issue an apology after Jeremy Corbyn, to suggest that a soldier who was shot in Northern Ireland police officer, beg your pardon.
Didn't you?
Can you issue an apology on behalf of my office, please?
I'd like to issue an apology on behalf of John Holmes. He originally meant to say a police officer, but accidentally said a soldier. He's no good. He was voted in by popular demand, but not good at the job. Yeah. And
largely unpopular.
But
at least I didn't say that a man was dead when he isn't, like Jeremy Corbyn did. So anyway, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Neither can I, Cornelius. And it's all right, though, because we're here to help A, each other through it, and B, you through it.
Is that why you're holding my hand?
Yes. It's clammy. In 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables, we present the news, it's Japanese poetry, in haikus.
Backlash on sexist dress codes, everyone agrees, except Piers Morgan.
In haikus. And so it is time to give away some meat. Your choice, chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg. We're not racist. In a game of dead or alive. It's the game on the radio where you have to say whether a thing is dead or whether it's alive, and it could see you receiving meat in the post. Now, genuinely, people don't believe we do give away meat, but we do. It's a budget thing. It's shrink wrap. It's hygienic. You know, it won't kill you or anything. It's proper. We've seen a million faces and we've fed them all with meat or vegetables, depending on whether or not the person playing the person, yes, is a vegetarian or not. Let's find out about Emily, who's in Norwich. Hello, Emily.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, you?
Yeah, fine, thank you, Emily. Yeah, Norwich, eh?
Yep. It's great.
What do you do in Norwich?
I'm a waitress in a milkshake bar.
A waitress in a milkshake bar?
Yep, it's the best one, honestly.
When I met you, working as a waitress in a milkshake bar, when I met you, I picked you out, turned you into someone.
Yeah, I haven't heard that before.
Okay, fine. Anyway, Emily, it's very good to have you playing. And now, are you a vegetarian, Emily, or will you be playing for meat?
I'll be playing for meat.
Ah, good choice. Chicken, beef, or lamb?
It's got to be chicken.
It's got to be chicken, popular, good. Spring on the way, soon. Don't know why it'd be the lamb anyway, but anyway, it doesn't matter. We have a chicken for you. We will post you a chicken should you score highly enough in today's game of Dead or Alive. Now, all you have to do, Emily, Cornelius will be keeping score. Hello, Cornelius.
Hiya.
Yeah. All you have to do, from a list of things, is tell me whether you think the thing is dead or alive. It couldn't be simpler, Emily. It really couldn't. And it could
Brilliant.
See... I know. It's going to be a highlight. And it could see you win a chicken. And who wouldn't like to dip a nice bit of chicken in a milkshake? So, here we are. Let's play. Right, here's number one, Emily. Dead or alive, the chances of Piers Morgan saying something that most right-minded people would agree with. The chances of him saying something... Yes, very dead, good. Very good start, yeah. Dead or alive, any MP who tried to block Brexit if our morning presenter on Talk Radio, Julia Hartley-Brewer, had her way. An MP...
dead?
Well, you see, the answer for legal reasons is alive, because otherwise she would be in trouble with the police for inciting violence. So we're going to say alive, although we all know, really, that she'd like them dead. Dead or alive, eaten. Not the place. The activity, the food thing. Eaten. Dead or alive?
I'll go with dead again.
No, I'm afraid it's alive. It's the film, the 1980 film, Eaten Alive, in which a young woman teams up with an adventurer to find her missing sister in the jungles of New Guinea, and they stumble upon a religious cult led by a deranged preacher who has located his commune in an area inhabited by cannibals. So, wrong. dead or alive, the chances of finding a fork in the TalkSport kitchen.
Alive?
Yes! Remarkably, a new cutlery set has been added to the kitchen here, so that'll last about a week. So that's good. That's good news, isn't it? Dead or alive, our newsreader Victoria's bad attitude. Dead or alive?
Oh, dead.
No, her bad attitude is alive, which is why she got kicked out of a programming meeting by our boss last week.
Ooh.
Mm. dead or alive? Dead or alive? my auntie Sylvie, is she dead or alive?
Alive?
Yes, she is. It's a regular weekly update. She's 96. She's in a home. She drinks from a sippy cup. And every week I give us an update on whether or not she's dead or alive. Still alive. Good news. Good news. Well played there, Emily. As of today, and Donald Trump's executive order, the chances of a Muslim easily getting into America, dead or alive?
Oh, it's dead.
He's very much dead, yeah. There you go. The Hills. Dead or alive? The Hills.
Alive?
With the Sound of Music?
Yeah.
No. In this case, I'm afraid the Hills were a family who lived quite near my parents when I was growing up, three doors down, really. And I'm afraid they're all dead. Three generations of them were wiped out in 1992 in a freak step class accident. Didn't get that one right. Final one. How sometimes you're better off according to the Pet Shop Boys. How sometimes you're better off according to the Pet Shop Boys, dead or alive, Emily?
Dead.
Let's find out. Sometimes you're better off dead. Yeah! It's the right answer, of course. Right, it's time to find out what you scored, Emily. Let's find out what you scored in today's game of Dead or Alive. Now, that involves us firing up the system. So bear with us, Emily, because it's a little bit of a slow system. It's a dial-up. We have to just fire it up now. It connects us to the system. Very slow system, I apologise again. Okay, we're in. All right, now, so we've just got to type your details into your data into the Cornelius.
There's an error.
Yeah.
It says stop pointlessly just bashing the keyboard.
Oh, yeah, do stop.
Oh, okay, 2 seconds. Yeah, it's working now.
Okay, good. Right, it's Emily, you're right.
Sorry, I think I spelled Emily wrong. Sorry, Emily, how do you spell Emily?
E-M-I-L-Y.
No, it's saying that's wrong. Any clues?
Put working as a waitress.
Yeah, I'll be defined by my job, that's fine.
No, you're defined. Don't worry, Emily, round here we're not making you wear high heels or anything. You are fully defined as a woman, as far as we're concerned. It's just that the computer doesn't like the name Emily.
A cocktail, okay. A milkshake.
Yeah.
Shake. Bar.
When I met you. Yeah.
When I met you.
Great. Norwich.
Am I saying there's something wrong with Norwich?
Yeah. Is that true, Emily? Is there something wrong with Norwich?
Maybe.
All right.
No, it's a fine city.
Okay. It's got the best milkshake bar. That's what I've heard.
Absolutely.
Sorry, it just takes a while to work out your score. I'm sorry. Weirdly, it takes longer than the actual game. Kind of a thing.
Right, I'll send it to the printer.
Okay, send it to the printer. Quite a slow printer, Emily. I'm sorry about this. It really is quite embarrassing, if I'm honest. We have, you know, people... come on! It's embarrassing, Emily, because we have guests on, such as yourself, such as your fine self. And all the equipment's really slow, and it just takes ages, wastes everyone's time. I'm really sorry about it. Didn't mean to.
Nah, it's always the way everywhere.
Oh,
isn't
I know.
It?
It's a paper jam now, as well as you're going to hear. Right. Okay. So Emily is in Norwich, working as a waitress in milkshake bar. What did she score? What was her score?
I can confirm that Emily, on this edition of Dead or Alive, has scored.
Yes. Is this, like, dramatic?
Yeah, just a bit of tension.
All right. Can you get
it? I was about to say it there. Going to have to start again now.
Oh, God. Anyone would think we were just trying to kill time until Sam Delaney came in?
5 points!
Wait a minute. Is that enough to win the meet? Is this more dramatic tension?
Yeah.
Is it enough to win?
Oh, he's here. Yes, he is!
Emily, congratulations. You've won a chicken.
Hooray!
Yes. Emily there. She's in Norwich. Winning a chicken in a game of Dead or Alive. Sam Delaney's here.
Hi.
Hi, Sam.
So, I'll tell you what's coming up on the show. Obviously, we're doing this thing about heels.
Yeah.
About whether you can wear heels or not in the office.
How high should the heels
How high should they be? Some MPs will decide that, and rightly so.
Yeah.
Because this is representative democracy, and that's what we elect them to do.
That's right. That's what I want them to do.
Let the MPs decide, and if not then the Supreme Court of Justice.
Yeah.
But please don't let the women decide for themselves. Because it's just one extra pressure in an already befuddling world that they live in.
They don't need to worry their pretty little heads.
No,
frankly,
correct.
As I was saying earlier, if the women's march at the weekend, if they'd all just done it in heels, they'd have looked much prettier.
Yeah, and it would have had more impact. And probably Donald Trump would have paid more attention.
We'd have taken them seriously. Because he says business, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It's like The Apprentice. Yeah. It would have looked like one massive version of that lovely... cinematography they have in the opening sequence of The Apprentice, where Michelle Duber and the other ones walk across a bridge, looking serious, always in heels.
Always in heels. And of course, Theresa May famously wore kitten heels once.
She did,
and that's heels made out of kittens.
Yes.
And that's animal cruelty right there.
It is, but it showed that she very much meant business.
Exactly.
It
look, was where almost, she, look where she is now.
She was saying to all of us, if I'm prepared to kill some kittens just to make my shoes, imagine what a great deal I'd do with our trading partners around the globe.
There you go.
So we'll be talking about that, whatever that is. I've lost track.
Good.
Also talking about the privatisation of all our public services by the back door. You've got to pay now to see a doctor at weekends. And pay to send the kids to grammar school.
Yeah.
And so that's a bit iffy, they're doing it.
And pay for your food at the shop.
That was always the case, though, to be fair, Cornelius.
Cornelius is a shoplifter.
I mean, yeah, but it's like your mum used to buy your food, and then a few weeks ago you started getting your own food. That wasn't anything to do with the government. That was just a deal you came to your parents.
Okay.
And what's the last thing? Oh, we've got the pasta. Donald Trump's pasta coming in, not pasta the food.
I was going to say.
But you know, like the religious thing.
Religion.
Pasta, yeah. Pasta.
Pasta. I'll say pasta. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he's coming in here.
Yeah.
He was like one of Trump's biggest supporters and advocates and made speeches on his behalf on the campaign trail. And he's one of these TV Christian evangelist people.
Oh, yeah, one of them, yep.
So those two things we know about his character combined. Massive Trump fan.
Yep.
TV Christian evangelist. One thing we know for sure is that he's extremely sane. He's a sane person. And that's why we're letting him into this studio to talk to us about Donald Trump and other sane things.
If his name is Dutchy, make him sit on the left-hand side.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'll do. Yeah, Pastor Dutchy on the left-hand side. Yeah. I'll use that joke. And despite the fact he's from the deep south of the United States, I'm sure none of the cultural references will be lost. So he'll be here, which is exciting, and that's basically it.
That'll do. Sam Delaney with you from 4 o'clock. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.